You are now listening to the smooth sounds of Dirtbag Radio.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Keep the change.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
I hate your fucking guts.
But I
hate your fucking guts.
But I
hate your fucking guts, but I love you. You hate my fucking guts, but you I hate your fucking guts, but I love you. I hate your fucking guts, but I love you. I hate your fucking guts, but I love you. You hate my fucking guts, but you 17 texts in a row. I thought I told you I was at a show. Keep calling back to back, girl, with four. Shit is draining me, my battery is low.
Flames, I see ya.
Yeah, boy. For later.
You hate it when my stamina is low. Look, I'm just out here trying to get some paper. You love it when I'm bringing home the dough. So,
heat, bro.
So, what it is, what it's gonna be. Look, I don't want you if you don't want me. No cap, I'm not comfortable on one knee. Shit gets scary like a Friday on a 1-3. We look good, but we ride like a Humvee. Rules pay with gold, but it's bumpy. I'm just trying to keep it triller like I'm Bun B. Kick shit with my chick like she Chun Li. I hate your fucking guts, but I love you.
Ooh.
I hate your fucking guts, but I love
it. Orin ain't here today, so we gonna let this be ride. He usually the stickler talking about, we gotta keep the music at 2 minutes.
That's my shit.
I hate your fucking guts, but I love
it. Copyright infringement.
Shut the fuck up. Watching a comedy, call it a naked night. Always the perfect time for you to come pick a fight. Want me to get riled up so I can come dick you right. Got me cursing in cursives and you don't fit the type.
Ooh, right.
I tried with all my might, but couldn't see the future although you were out of sight and out of mind. But most of us ain't in our right mind, but don't mind me, I'm just giving insight.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to see where we took the turn for the worst. Never been the one for feelings, but know when it hurts. Mama always told me just know what you're worth.
And like a vegan, I'm not going against my earth.
And it's good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
When they love you back.
Said it's good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. That's a fact.
Bam, 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 bam. Out right now on all streaming platforms. Go stream that. Go get that. Go share that. Pick that up. Can't stand you.
Motherfucking one of them flex bombs for my nigga Flames B.
Let's go. Album on the way, thanks for nothing.
Let's go, thanks for nothing. That motherfucker say, yo, you got me cursing and cursing. Like, goddamn, boy. Goddamn, in the year 2021, a motherfucker got you cursing and cursing. Goddamn, you
nigga don't even write cursive no more.
That shit is a lost art, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Some shit. Cursing and cursing.
Yeah, I forgot how to write cursive.
I tell you, you got to go back in the books and find that shit.
Right.
I mentioned that nigga was doing it like a motherfucker with one of those pens with the feather on that motherfucker.
Dip that shit in the ink.
Fuck you, you whore.
And you know you gotta put your tongue on. Then you start writing, my dearest, my dearest of loves. Fuck you, bitch.
Me and my put up with Alfalfa. That shit said, "Dear Dollar, you funky dog head bitch."
God damn, dog. Let me drop one of the motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
give my boy a round of applause for that motherfucker.
We back, baby. We back.
I got a theory. Anytime you hear a white man say woo, he's enjoying his life, dog.
Yeah.
Look at the pure joy of excitement on his face when you hear a white man say woo.
Yeah, not for real. Like, not for real.
That's when they into it, dog. That's like kid in the candy store type fun.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
But what would they be into?
That's a damn good question. That's,
hey, wait a second. Is this a fact? Y'all know what it is. We back, man. The High Class Dirt Bags.
High Class Dirt Bags Podcast, motherfucker. Yo. On your face.
Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's a no for me, dog.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Bam. And who the fuck we got on the podcast today, man?
You know who it is. First and foremost, your dog Flames P. We back in the building, man. Just dropped a new single, man. Go pick that up.
That was what you heard just 5 seconds ago, what we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes.
Facts. Flames P 36 on Instagram, man. Y'all fuck with it.
Spotify, Apple Music, Flames P.
Tidal, YouTube, all that shit.
Yeah, Can't Stand Me.
Can't Stand
Me. New single.
Can't Stand You.
Can't Stand You.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about somebody you can't stand.
Yeah,
right? Not them not being able to can't stand you.
Yeah.
But you not standing them, not them not standing you.
You got it right.
Or maybe it's the same.
It could go vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa.
It's
yeah.
for the relationships, yeah. you know.
See, look at that.
That shit happens in relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
Who else we got in the building today?
Yo, you got your boy, Mr. Kevil, the mayor up in this bitch, you know what I mean?
Kev back in the building.
Yes, sir.
All the way from Charleston, South Carolina.
All the way from the Chuck, dog. 4-hour ride, dog. Did it, dog. At night, nigga. I know I can't see shit at night.
Driving in the dark to be a part of it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but he made it. He made it.
We here, you know
what I mean? Hey, man. Shout out to my nigga, Kevil. Thank you, man. Who else we got on the podcast?
Hey, you got your boy, Philly Boy, representing Herbal Libations, all the way from Philly, but I do live in ATL now, so.
Hey, man, shout out
to Herbal Libations, man. We used this product numerous times before he was even decided to be on the podcast, and then we used it so much, we was like, yo, man, he got to be on the pod. He got to talk about this shit, man.
Shout out to him. I appreciate that. That shit is official.
Philly boy in the building.
That's some humble like, shit right there.
Yeah, man. And we gonna get into more about the Herbal Libations here in a second. Hmm. But as always, it's your boy Olansky, a.k.a. Dijon Pigeon, a.k.a. LL Couche. You know what I'm saying? That's my new name.
LL Couche.
Dijon Pigeon, a.k.a. LL Couche. A.k.a. Olansky. One eye on motherfucking paper, two eyes in person, and three eyes on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? A lot of A.k.a.s before one nigga.
Yeah.
Damn.
But LL Couche.
LL Couche.
That's my alter ego.
All right. Okay. You my brother, dog. I support you.
Anything you do,
you know what I mean?
Got your back, brother.
Yes, sir.
And today we started off the podcast, as we said a bunch of times, because we plugging this shit in. Flames P, Can't Stand You. You know what I'm saying? On all streaming platforms right now. Go check that shit out right now. Heat Rock, motherfucker. But the reason we started today's podcast off with that song in particular is because the last week of social media has just been taken over by red flags.
Whole lot of red flag posts.
Motherfuckers talk about red flags. So I was like, all right, well, since we're going to start the podcast off with Flames P, motherfucker, Can't Stand You single. So guess what? We're going to start the motherfucking podcast off with red flags. Yeah. What the fuck is red flags?
Well, I just figured this shit out. So I guess it's, you know, when you meeting a person or you getting involved with a person, you got to check for the red flags. And maybe I would, if I had to check for the red flags, I would have, you know, probably could stood the person a little bit more than the song.
And you wouldn't be making the song, though.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah, I guess it's the red flags. You got to check for the red flags when you dating someone, getting in a relationship or however. I really still don't know the whole scoop of it. Me and Kev were talking about it.
Yeah, I just don't get it at all, bro. If you fuck, just tell me you fucked up. That's all you got to do. Just be honest with me. You fucked up.
So hold on. If a chick, before I ask you what is a red flag for you, if a chick be like, yo, I'm crazy, you still gonna date her?
It all depends on the situation. See what I'm saying? Everything's a situation being thing, man.
Because you know how motherfuckers be saying shit sometimes jokingly, but they be serious. Yeah, like, nah, serious. You take it like, oh, this motherfucker joking. Like, nah, like, I'm telling you I'm crazy. So now you still want to be involved with me after I tell you I'm crazy. That's your fault because I told you I was crazy, but you didn't take me serious.
But a lot of times they don't say they're crazy. You just got to check for the red flags. They be red flags, you know, while you dealing with them. Like, damn, that motherfucker kind of throw it off. Yeah.
Well, shit, nah, I just came across a chick that said, I'm crazy.
Oh, damn.
I said, bitch, I'm crazy too. My therapist said it.
Hey, hey.
The paperwork.
I know. It's funny. I normally say the same thing. Like, shit, I'm crazy too.
It all depends on the situation, man. You might be horny as fuck, so you know you might like, shit. Fuck it, dog. I'm a shoot my shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ignore all the fucking flags. Fuck
How
it.
Crazy are you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You got to question that type of shit. Like, are you like set shit on fire type crazy or
are you misery crazy or are you just like.
Biggest red flag for me, and I guess when I was dating in this new age, would have to be when you just meet a chick and the motherfucker be like, oh yeah, but something happened, so I need $750 to get this done. Like,
damn.
Huh? Excuse me? Like $750 or $7.50?
Yeah,
which one are we talking? Like $7.50, like I'll cash app that to you right now.
I'm still gonna ask you more questions on top of that $7.50. Fuck.
I ain't gonna cash app you that.
You get $7.50. You need a little happy meal? Like shit, I ain't tripping.
Cash out that $7.50.
You can't even get a happy meal with that.
$7.50.
Yeah, shit. She get her little $5 box from damn Taco Bell.
Hey.
4 for $4 or something. Yeah.
Shit, if you need $7.50.
If you can get 4 for $4, then you can get 6 for $7.
Just add me 2 more nuggets to that.
Just 2 for me.
That's like, unless my math all fucked up.
I know I asked for those damn sauce. You don't get no dipping sauce. You get 2 extra nuggets.
Because you know they're going to charge you extra for the sauce.
Yes, Lord. Hey,
Twitter reserved that sauce.
But it ain't their sauce. How you charging extra for the sauce?
Man,
it ain't yours.
Facts.
Shit. Facts. America ain't ours, but fuck, we still sell this bitch, though.
Hey, fact, we sell it. Can you imagine the motherfuckers be selling land that they don't even own, dog? Like, it's still Indian niggas technically own this shit, dog. Y'all niggas selling this shit like, yo.
Fuck water, dog.
$10 billion for this oceanfront property in Miami Beach. Like,
motherfuckers still living there right now. That's what people own the land.
I'm still here.
That's a good red flag, though.
Them niggas was like, yo, y'all can get Oklahoma.
Nah, like, nah, that's all right. We don't want that shit.
What kind of fucked up shit is that, though? These niggas take beachfront property from these niggas. It was like, yo, y'all can get Oklahoma, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana.
Just for this.
They like, all got good.
Even trade.
They got good rivers and lakes out there.
Y'all get the whole, Midwest. We want Cali, New York, the South.
Everything that's close by the coast.
Yeah. Everything that's habitable. But
I'm about to say, what's a red flag for you?
Shit, riding up where he said, I done had a couple chicks. Hey, my car got to get fixed. Okay, go get it fixed then.
Facts.
Okay. I just had a chick the other day. She just brought the car. Then she hit the fucking wall.
Mm.
She literally just brought the car. Then she hit the wall. She called me. She was like, yo, I just hit the wall. Okay, you okay? First of all, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I don't know what to tell the insurance company. I gotta go to work.
Let me know what you tell them.
I gotta go to work.
I wasn't in the car with you, boo. So I don't know what to tell you.
I ain't gonna get nothing out this deal right here, darling. I mean, not unless you gonna give me some cash.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. But
right.
So just send me a couple pictures. I'll find a few people to see if they can help you out, but.
Yeah,
I gotta go to work.
Like, I'm sorry, boo. Like, that's why I was like, shit. And then my first question, you okay? You good? All right, you got gap coverage? What's that? Oh, shit.
Oh, and I did ask that.
You ain't got gap, girl? Like, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. Any girl that buy a car don't get gap coverage, dog. That extra $22 a month, dog. like, something up, bro.
But she gonna need that $7.50. Yeah,
that's $7.50. Yeah. That's what that's for.
That's
the gap coverage.
Nah. Too late for that.
They got them papers here.
He's like, you gonna pay my payment? Like, shit, I'll give you a month of gap coverage.
That's it.
$22.
No.
I know that gap coverage. $22, girl. Shit, you gonna spend $22 on an Uber anyway, so you might as well go ahead and tell us $22.
No, I'm not even gonna do that.
Hey, man. Nope. No, no gap coverage is a red flag for me.
That's some true shit. I don't know, man. That's said so many fucking red flags when you going shit. Like,
it ain't even just crazy shit, man. It's just you got lazy women out here, dog. Like,
shit like that.
Motherfucker don't want to cook, dog. Like the bitch, you got petty bitches out here who be want to fix a fucking gallon of Kool Aid and be mad at you, so she don't put no sugar in the bitch. So now you drink a big ass. Red thing of water.
Red thing of water?
Yeah. That's it, basically.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get kind of tired of that shit, man. You're like, you a petty bitch. You a petty bitch. Yeah. I don't like you.
Pettiness is red flag.
Yeah, that's a big red
chick
flag.
Chick who don't want to show a natural head, that's a red flag, too. Like, you got to put it out sometimes. Like, shit.
You got that cap. You got
some of them
girls who got that little fucking ponytail, that little fan piece, dog.
That little piece.
Yeah, that little thumb, dog. Darling. Yeah, go ahead, put that wig back on that hoe.
That shit look like a thumb. That shit look like a thumb.
You can't even grab that shit and nothing from the back, dog. You gotta hold that bitch with your fucking index finger and your thumb, dog. Yeah, do shit with that motherfucker. Are you hitting the remote?
They're slipping.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. You got that type of energy.
Nah, man, if you do, man, you just need to go ahead and ball fade that, boozy fade that motherfucker, man.
No, dude, not do a boozy fade.
Hey, you know, if a chick got a pretty face, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, you see a chick with a short hair like that, with the boozy fade type of shit, she got to have a real pretty face, dog. Like, and I could deal with a chick if you got your shit like that, but you fine as hell, but you comfortable with that, I'm cool with it.
But most of them are
just come wearing, don't just come wearing the goddamn the cap, the bonnet, the world famous bonnet.
I swear to God,
man, one time I was hitting the girl and I pulled that shit off. Damn, this was a minute ago. I pulled that shit off. I just threw that shit to the side. Like, come on, it's off now.
It's all right. It's all right.
At first, I tried to put it back on first, but then I didn't know how to put it on there. So I was like, fuck it.
That's
like,
when you hit that damn Price is Wrong, bro.
I kept going.
You gotta ride out status. Like a thief in the night.
We'll talk about this afterwards.
And then directly after that, you think like you bust. Like,
No, you already in the danger zone. You might as well go ahead and finish it out, boy.
Yep, I was already there.
Yes, sir. You already going in the battle, boy.
You definitely feel bad for yourself.
Complete the mission.
Do what you got to do.
Damn, yo, that's hilarious.
You might have to look up to the ceiling. You know what I mean?
There'd be a lot of red flags. I was looking at the motherfucker what the females were saying about the niggas. I was like, yeah, that's me. Got a couple of them. All right, yeah. I ain't tripping. We got a match. If you got three, I got three.
You're good.
All right. Good. So I can't come in with like 3-4 and then you got like 10 red flags. I'm like, nah. There's too much penalties out this motherfucker.
All right, that shit.
Fuck that.
Too many 15 yarders, man.
Who the fuck came up with red flags? How did it start?
I just woke up one morning and the
shit was
just
all, it was just all
the person who made the fucking creep damn Olympics.
I thought niggas was playing Mario Kart or some shit. I was like, shit, what's going on? No, dude, it was like red flag. I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't even know what that shit meant. I just saw ass red flags on shit, dog. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I just got over some new shit.
I really thought it was a gang war starting. I was like, niggas, this.
Them boy flagging. Yeah,
you just saw them red flags and them blue flags. You'd be like, oh, I'm getting off this.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I'm getting off IG.
Yep. What's the red flag?
Shit getting real now, dog. You know?
Yeah, what's a red flag, man? All these bitch men got red flag, man. There's so many red flags in the world, man. It's like, we talked about a lot of stuff before that could be considered red flags. Like, I done said it on prior episodes. Yeah. Like, motherfuckers that's named like Slimy, Grimy, that's a red flag. Dirt Ball, you know what I'm saying? Dirk McSkirt, you know what I'm saying? any type of name like that, dog, I can't really fuck with nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? That's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scammer, McJammer, all of them.
All of them. Y'all here,
and you get scammed and jammed out. You like, I thought he was cool.
Yeah, dog, you got the sucker look on your face. Like,
Scammer, yeah, McJammer, cool. Dog. What you think was going on?
Police looking at you like, what's his name?
Scammer McJammer?
Boy, don't even mean help. It'll help you until they get to their patrol car. They're like, hey, man, just get the fuck out of here.
There's no man on this planet named Scammer McJammer.
And you just give him all your money.
Yep.
Just give him every fucking thing. Your trust, your love, your money.
Now, see, don't look at the name. The name is just the name. look at all that produced. Yeah.
That goddamn name ain't a lot.
Goddamn janky promoters. Like, yo, man, I got a show, man. Who books you, Scammer McJammer? Like, yeah, that boy.
Right, ain't nobody gonna be there but the janitor. Yeah. You gonna perform live in front of a janitor.
Yeah,
no. 40-year-old fucking bartender.
Nah, it's cool, man.
You sure? All right, well, cool, man. His cousin
Dirk McSkirt introduced me, dog. He was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, you got fucked
about
over.
To steal your ass, dog.
The whole fucking crew fucked you over.
Yeah, dog. I think that's it for me for red flags, really. I mean, there's so many, but those are the main ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
It's too many.
You said I'm late.
About red flags all day.
Yeah.
You never get tired. You're just going to keep. Here's another one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That shit that's the never ending fucking story right there, man. That shit on both ends, man and women, dog. Shit. Women be hating niggas, niggas hate women.
Niggas be hating, women be hating, everybody be hating, dog.
You know what I mean? Shit. Like, shit. You wanna sometimes just WWE a motherfucker, dog. Catch her ass.
I tell you what I don't like now though, man. Like, especially like I feel like I feel like I'm becoming like my parents, man. Like I'm like that old nigga in the back. Like this shit whack as fuck.
That's like
I be like that sometimes now. And I've never been a hater my whole life, dog. But like I don't know. It's like I guess once you get older, you just kind of be like
a generational thing. Man.
Yeah, you just start looking at shit different.
Yeah, you start looking at shit different and be like, I don't really hate it. It's just like. Nigga, I don't fuck with it. So he's like, that's a hater, I guess, right? Fuck with something.
But like you said, it just depends on the situation.
Everything's situational, man. You know what I mean? Shit, sometimes you be trying to act like you still fucking got it, dog. You like, old as shit. Yeah, I'm gonna try this dance move right here on this motherfucking floor. Fuck around and sprain an ankle or some shit.
Motherfuckers who be on their phone at events and shit, bro. Like, that shit is the weirdest shit to me, dog.
I think that's the weirdest shit to me ever, dog.
Like, that's the when new you shit go to a concert or you going to an event and you just on your phone the whole time, just
holding up
for other people. Even in the club. Like,
what's the fucking point, bro?
I was at home in Philadelphia at the Met, and it was Gillian, but you just see all the young people with their phones. They're like, motherfucker, do y'all understand who y'all listening to? Right. Who y'all looking at?
Right. They don't know.
Why? It's not even worth it.
That's new shit, though, man. I mean, we all plugged in through the phones now, man. That's the new thing dog. Like,
that's the new stuff for the newer people. I mean, I could grab my phone, but I go on my phone for business, look at a few things, and put it back down.
But I be seeing older people doing that shit, too, now. I be seeing motherfuckers, yo, what is you doing, bro? Like, just enjoy the moment, bro. Because I'm the type of person, I'm like, dog, I know I went. Like, if you wanted to go, you should have got tickets.
See, I'm that type of person. Cause I just, like, the last couple of weeks I've been doing a whole lot of shit, you know, promoting the music and shit and doing shows and all this type of shit like that. But like at all them shows, I ain't one time like, yo, let's take a picture or yo, let me film the show, let me do nothing. The whole time I'm just standing there with my phone in my fucking pocket the whole night. Even though I went to this other little event, we had this video shoot and all that shit and, you know, people there and all this shit. I'm just my phone in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm vibing. I'm mixing with the motherfucking crowd. And, you know what I'm saying? Mixing with the people. I ain't about to, you know, sit here. That's why I stopped going to clubs. The last time club I went to, everybody was like this. And they're like this. And like, oh, we in the club. I'm trying to go dance up on something or something like that. You know, from back in the day. I'm trying to go dance up on something.
Rock
up.
Back in the day was totally different. We didn't have phones. We had the phones, but it was flip phones or you had the two ways or the sidekicks. You couldn't do all that.
I couldn't show myself on that phone. not them old phones. No, sir. Them shit, you had to damn hit about three buttons just to hit the fucking eye for texting and shit, dog. Like, bro. Man.
That's why I was like, man.
I missed them shit. Man.
That shit the weirdest shit ever to me, bro. Like being at events and shit. Cause like I shoot a lot of shit, and I record a lot of events and shit like that. And I just be seeing everybody just on their phone, just
not even
like paying attention to the talent that's in front of them, dog. Right. Just literally just putting it on their phone just so they can have a video to show later. It's like, bro, like
to that's, show I've been, yeah, like, I did this, yeah, bro, like, I was there.
Yeah, it's like, bro,
we don't care.
I mean, that's the way of the world now, man. Like, we raised up in the 90s and shit, so we used to baggy jeans and fucking beepers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Pay phones and shit.
I'm about to bring beepers back, though. This shit is the most illogical thing to have right now, dog.
Those shit was the most...
A device to receive a phone number to call.
I had a clear one. I had a red one. Yeah. I had a blue one.
I'm telling you, but those shit was the most fucking safest shit out there, dog, because you could drop so much codes in them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Dope game. Oh man, let me get 2 for $3. Oh shit, I already know what you talking about, homie. Hey, just meet me at the spot. You know what I mean? Shit, you ain't need no letters, dog. All you need was numbers.
Still know how to write hello upside down.
Oh, I still not do that to this day. It's a fact.
Damn.
It's a fact.
I forgot.
Shit, my mom used to work for Bell South, so she brought me a two-way one day because they let all the employees try two-ways out before they released them to the public. So I had two-ways on my fucking hook. Like 12, dog. Like, I just been like, what up, dog? Like, two-way myself. Because I was like, I ain't giving nobody else this other two-way. All
right.
Nigga, two-way just want to hear it going off real quick.
That's my trap one and it's my boo one. You know what I mean? I'm out here, nigga.
All my friends were in the project.
It was Kevin Gates before Kevin Gates.
Word. So ain't nobody had two-ways. So I was the only nigga with a two-way.
I ain't had no two-way.
But I had two of them. I was like, I couldn't communicate with nobody.
I never had no two-way.
I never get a two-way, yo.
Nigga. I had the sidekick. I ain't had a two-way.
Yeah,
I
had no sidekick either.
I had nothing to type letters, dog. Nope. Except about the regular phone. You had to hit the damn 5 to get the key, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had that Nokia that lasts for like 6 days unplugged, though. You ain't had to charge that bitch every 6 days.
The Nokia
yeah. where you could change the face plates on that yeah. motherfucker, dog.
Had
snake on that motherfucker.
Snake, nigga.
Ah, nigga, the razor, nigga. Yeah. That shit came out, dog. Everybody was stealing razors, dog. I'm talking about, like, niggas were getting their razors stayed. Yeah, that's when niggas every day.
Phones started getting jacked with razors and sidekicks, dog. Them niggas used to.
I'm loading the Nokia flip phones too.
Chirp coming back. I heard Chirp coming back.
No, I'm not chirping
like
shit.
You got to read the damn terms and conditions, dog, because I feel like the FBI is somewhere in the terms and conditions. Anything you say on this motherfucker can and will be used against you in a court of law.
That's like probably that. You won't see it in the terms and conditions because of the way they got it worded.
As a matter of fact, you won't even see it because you ain't even going to read that shit any fucking way, dog. They do?
They had an app like that that they made, like, they're supposed to be, it was supposed to be the new WhatsApp, because WhatsApp, everything through WhatsApp is encrypted, right?
I heard about that.
So they had an app that the FBI made that they told all the, like, the white supremacists and the child molesters and criminals and whatever, that is an encryption app, a new encryption app that you could, you know, be, you could do encryption shit, you know, sell drugs, whatever. Yeah. And all the motherfuckers, none of the motherfuckers read the terms and conditions, which basically said the FBI... We'll use all this shit in the court of law against you.
I saw that
all
shit.
Them niggas went to jail.
Like, yeah, except yeah. the white supremacists, they didn't go to jail.
That's like that last big court thing they went through when you had the people down in Washington talking about, I use WhatsApp. Yeah, it's because you know you ain't gonna get in trouble on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
that's
dog.
Crazy, man.
The boy, any new app that the boy's like, we gonna get at least 30 motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real. That's
why they, straight up, dog. Yeah. We'll get at least 30 motherfuckers.
That's why they bringing the church back. Yeah. They're like, man, that shit was easy back then.
Man, fuck them church, man. Dog. Motherfuckers didn't know how to release the fucking button, man. You like, motherfucker, release the goddamn button, bro.
Shit.
You're still talking. Still talking, dog. Like, god damn. Then you will quit talking, but you forget to release the button.
Bam, 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 bam. Going on in the background.
Nah, I remember when niggas used to have that shit on speakerphone, and you just walk in the gas station, you'd be like, yo, where the weed at? And you in front of cops.
Hell yeah.
That shit happened. You're like, whoa.
That's in the back. Leaving this phone.
Chirp loud as a motherfucker, dog. The shit on speaker. Hey, yo, where that weed at? I'm pulling up to the gas station with the weed right now. Like, nigga, there's a cop.
Cops just sitting right there.
No boy just weed.
Did you just say weed?
We gonna wait right here with you, son. You know, we wanna make sure you don't get robbed.
Hands on the ground, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Straight up, dog. That chirp, dog. Yeah.
We the old niggas now.
Yeah,
dog.
Like,
we do the complaining.
That's crazy to think about it.
Yeah, we do the complaining. We do all the damn complaining.
Crazy shit.
I know motherfuckers, I be looking at these motherfuckers, they'll be like, yeah, this nigga 19, 18. I'm like, god damn, what the motherfucker? 2002, like, damn, nigga. Like, really, nigga? Yeah, I remember 2002 vividly, nigga.
I think when you hear anything older than 2010, you be like, damn, it's been that long? That damn long? Shit.
It don't seem like it, though. Like,
but that's like how me and you met. In 2010, we was working at the same place.
Facts.
I'm like, damn, I've known Larry since 2002.
Facts. Yeah, for real.
Crazy, man.
It don't even seem like that long.
Because time moving faster and faster. Dog. Like, shit, this year went by fucking fast as shit, dog. Like, I got kids motherfucking goddamn growing up with me. I ain't know, my kid about to be in high school. Mm. Well, I ain't know that fucking up in school right now. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to prejudge it.
Come on, dog. This nigga's stupid, bro.
Hold on, man. You know, I'm going to try to keep it 100 with the folks. You know what I'm saying? I preach my dog, you know, thinking well of my daughter. But, you know, I got to think reality, too. You know what I mean? When motherfuckers hiding report cards and shit from you, dog, you know. My baby girl now, she came in with her poor car when she walked in. No,
she done blew the spot out for him.
Look at this nigga.
Dad. I got A's and B's, you know what I mean?
Look at this nigga.
Shit, look at that, dog. I'm proud, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I just noticed, like, my oldest ain't even come to the room at all. That motherfucker just sitting around chilling like shit just normal. I'm like, all right, cool, you know?
Oh, like, shit. So what's up with your report card?
Shit.
Oh, you thought I forgot.
That motherfucker started crying, bro. As soon as I asked him that question, I'm like, where your report card at?
Somebody.
Like, what the fuck is you crying for, man? You know what I'm saying? I ain't even hit you.
You should have like.
What the fuck?
Oh,
you know, you're not known for me for whooping your ass and all that. So what the fuck you started crying for? So I immediately knew that she was failing, but I didn't know how much, you know. And, you know, I told her, you know, I can't beat you. That shit ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
these kids are not affected by ass whooping. No. Like we used to get back in the
day. See, we used to get actual blood drawn out of our ass.
It was warfare. When shit, we was growing up, that shit was like psychological warfare.
Like, ain't nobody but snitching on your ass, dog, when you whoop your kids ass. Yeah, they actually applaud you.
Yeah, these kids got closure now. Like, yeah. I can call the cops at any time to get your ass shit up that road.
I can put you on social media right now and
sit up that
fuck your world over, mama, right now.
I told my mom that shit one day. She said, hey, here go the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Every black mama back then said that.
My mama thought the shit was like a competition. She damn did American Gladiators and shit, dog. If you can get past me, nigga, you can get to that phone and call it law. And I wasn't strong. I wasn't. Milk didn't do my body good at all, nigga. It fucked me over.
Milk didn't do his body good at all.
That shit did me dirty, dog. It gave me gas and realized that I was lactose intolerant. So literally, she beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go around and assume that milk is going to protect you from ass whooping.
Nah.
That's the moral of that story.
That's how parents be, man.
I had to start taking mine, like, fuck it. Yeah. Once a parent starts see you taking them shit, they're like, you know what, fuck it. I
remember that last time my mom wore my ass and I looked at it, I was like, I just looked at it, I was like, she was like, oh shit, this nigga too big for this. I was like,
yeah, that's what it
goes. Yep.
Three times and I'll see.
Nah.
Go to your fucking room.
Yeah, like, I looked at it, I was like,
Like, she probably be in the kitchen and shit, finally looking through the drawer.
That will happen. They upgrade up to weapons now.
Yeah,
they don't just use belt no more. Now they going to shit, other shit like extension cords.
The only thing my dad could have did was shoot me, dog, because I grew up being bigger than that nigga. That nigga looked at me one day. He was like, yeah, I ain't even going to try to hit your ass, dog. He's like, man, just go to your room, bro. I was like, all right.
Just take away my favorite shit. That normally fuck.
I was like, bet. Nigga, I mean, I was the baby out of like 5, 6, nigga. Like, shit, I'm bigger than all my brothers and sisters. Like, nigga, I whoop all y'all ass now. Fuck with me.
I told my pops that shit one day.
I'll whoop your motherfucking ass. Play with me, dog.
I fuck with my pops with that same shit, man. I said, yeah, bro, you old now. I'll kick that damn king off your ass, dog. Watch your ass
fuck
hit that ground, bro.
That's fucked up.
Then he told you to grab you with that cane.
Oh, nah, that boy, like, he gonna get the gun, dog. He old military motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what my dad would have had to do, dog. He would have had to get the pistol on me,
and
dog.
I know I'm a haul ass, too, because I know he gonna squeeze that bitch, dog.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna go into a memory relapse on purpose and shit, dog. They got fucking one of them Iraqis or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know who the fuck.
I can't do it. I'm not even taking a chance.
Hey, man, for real, though. That motherfucker pulled out the pistol, dog. Their goddamn father pulling out the pistol.
That happened
a couple weeks down here, man. Fucking dude and his damn dad got in a shootout in their front yard, dog.
I saw that shit, man. Him and his son, right?
Yeah, shooting at each other and
bro,
shit.
Bro, that's crazy, dog. Me getting a shootout with my fucking son, nigga.
That's crazy.
Dog, listen, I'm going to kill it, little ass.
Hey, you facts, nigga.
I'm going to kill it.
I'm going to burn your little ass. I brought your ass in this motherfucker, dog, and Lord.
I'm about to lose that
I'm
fucking
battle. Take your ass out, this motherfucker, boy. Fuck wrong with you, dog. I did not give birth to my death, nigga. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? Fuck wrong with you, nigga.
Peel your fucking muffin cap.
Fuck wrong with you, nigga. I did not bring you in this world for you to take me out, nigga. Fuck wrong with you.
You busting at me, nigga. Yeah, eat all the damn you, free fucking meals
nigga,
and shit, dog. Electricity.
Shitty diapers, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, dog.
Your mama nagging at me, damn, denying me pussy and shit because she mad at shit I don't do with you. Man, fuck that, nigga. Man, nigga, I'm going to burn your ass, dog. I'm going to melt your monkey ass, dog. Because you took away some cherishable layers in my life where I could have been a hoe. I mean, I got bitches from school calling me, talking about, yo, you won't get up and shit. And I'm telling them, no, I got a family.
I take my little man a baseball.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all this good shit. All this shit. And you could turn around and pull out a pistol and pop that bitch. Oh, man, nigga, I got to kill your little ass. Then I won't go to work and brag about this shit. Yeah, I had to burn that little motherfucker. My boss will look at me strange, nigga. He ain't gonna look at me the same no more. You get that man there a raise. Whatever he asks for. Boy, if he willing to burn his son and come in and brag about this shit.
Facts.
Facts, Doug. Like, hey, I don't know what the backstory is behind that shit, bro, but Hey, man, humble child tastes the grace, man.
Like, word, bro. Like,
humble child tastes the grace.
I am thy
mother, thy father, so thy days in the world will be long.
And anybody who say that I'll let my son take my life, you a fucking fool. You are a fool.
I got shit, boy. You ain't, boy, I ain't going out like that, boy. You crazy,
see,
boy.
Look, you see Will Smith on Bad Boy 3? Shit. Yeah. She was trying to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts. Shit. Paul was trying to kill his ass, too.
Motherfuck his ass.
That nigga did shoot his daddy on that movie, though. Yeah, that nigga ain't look nothing like him. I'm like, dog, I done seen black and Spanish kids. Black and Spanish kids look black, nigga. Like, nigga, that nigga looks Spanish, nigga. That ain't your son, my nigga. That's Pablo's son.
He got good hair.
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Dog, they did terrible casting for that movie, dog. You could have got a real black. You just got a Dominican dude, dog.
Man.
Like, y'all got a fucking, they got a Puerto Rican dude. Like,
they got to please everybody, bro, in the movie industry. You know this shit, man. You got to please them, boy.
Since we speaking on this shit about the parents and shit, y'all seen this nigga Kodak Black grab his mama ass?
Oh my God. I ain't see it because I refuse to watch some video like that.
I saw it. But and he tried to kiss her about it.
I heard about it.
And he tried to kiss her in the mouth, dog.
I can promise you this, dog. You will never see me or hear about me. I will never squeeze my mama ass, dog.
Shit, I don't even want to put my hands past my mama's shoulders when I hug her, dog. Like, them shit are up in the air, or I'm to the side with it. You know what I'm saying? I give a kiss on the cheek.
You just give her that old classic hug on
the mama.
Hold on to one elbow. Hold on to one arm.
Come here,
man. That dude cut that thing, and then he going under the cheek, cousin. Cuff it. I said, oh, Lord.
That nigga cuff under the cheek. Under the cheek. In my Sebastian voice. Under the cheek.
That's some fucked up shit.
He talking about that, but the way how to make his mama feel sexy, like.
But that was the same motherfucker that just talked about. He was, what was it? Emotionally drained, but wasn't thinking about suicide and all that shit.
Once you get them millions of dollars, dog, you don't know what to do with it, dog. Them niggas just be doing crazy
You don't
shit.
Grab your mama ass, nigga.
Hey, man. Niggas be doing shit, dog. Hey,
that's fine.
Niggas be doing shit, dog.
Damn, dog. Like...
I wouldn't grab my mama's ass.
I don't even want to see my mama damn.
I don't understand how she wasn't old school, because if he grabbed her ass, she would have turned around and slid the shit out of her. Like,
man, like, give her a stiff.
That nigga just gave her a Bentley.
Okay.
I ain't give a fuck, dog. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Goddamn.
My mom would have whooped my ass. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, you on them drugs?
You drunk. You drunk, ain't it?
You on them drugs?
You on them drugs?
Something wrong.
You on that, boy?
Take your ass upstairs and go to sleep. Go to sleep. We'll talk in the morning.
God, they got that shit on the internet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, damn, bro, you look bad right now.
And then
now,
she got to hear about that shit all the time.
Oh, man.
She got
to
keep
going to work.
Yeah,
she just let her son just grab her all kind of weird shit. You know, she ain't got no respect.
What my dog say, man? What my dog?
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a
huge no for me, dog.
That's
an extreme no for me. Like, I wouldn't even consider it, dog. like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, no, you gotta slap a motherfucker, dog, sometimes, man.
Nah, you just get on some old high school shit and start punching niggas in the face.
Yeah, for real. Man,
caution behind them shit now. When them boys pull out pistol and
just
shoot everything. Shit, you see the little man did in Texas.
So, I do want to get in, before I get into anything else, I do want to talk about a little bit about the Herbal Libations, man.
Facts.
So explain to me, man. What's going on?
So, the Herbal Libations. This was 3 years in the making. Come this February, we will actually celebrate our 1 year anniversary of actually being on the market.
Hey.
That's what's up, man. That's
before that, it was 2 years in the making. We actually had another friend that was basically doing the same thing, but they was not going to push through with it. They gave us the blessing. Well, they gave my business partner Terrell, I know he's somewhere listening.
Right.
They gave him the permission and gave him to say, hey, go ahead and run with it. Go do your thing with it. Over the course of 2 years, it was get the formula right.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. He figured it out. Plus, he's a chef, so everything he does is infused.
Okay.
He figured it out. We started playing around with it, had a couple females that was just like, this tastes good. Like, can you do it in this flavor? Can you do it in that flavor? Started doing in that flavor, started doing that flavor. Next thing you know, we up to 15 different flavors. So it was just like, we just kept going and going and going and going. And then we finally launched it. We finally launched it. And like I said, come February, 1 year, a majority of our fan base, I say what, 95% of our fan base is females. We do cater to the females.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's
the females is loving this one.
Listen, hey, look, that shit gonna make the panty wet and they gonna be ready to sweat.
But yes, I got a couple guys that, like, hey, they'll call me. Hey, my wife went to baby making juice.
The baby making juice.
Yes, Lord. Hey, Pete, I'm telling you, my G.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you gonna see when you finish. I promise you.
And this is the Moscato, right?
That's the apple Moscato. Ooh, got the apple Moscato on
apple
that.
Moscato. Damn, Moscato will make herbal the panty wet, and it'll be ready to sweat. And it even might give you the triple threat. Nah. So, well, yeah. God bless.
Tell you what you was gonna say though.
I mean, it's just herbal libations. We're out there. We doing it as a mission statement. We doing it as to. We know weed affects people a whole lot of different ways.
Right.
We came to find out the females, it affects them a certain way. Some females like it because of the taste. Some females like it because it soothes their mind. You know, you got people with paranoia or... Did I say that right? Paranoia?
Yeah.
Paranoia. Hey, man, we ordinary
people, all kinds of stuff that's going on, but people will smoke weed just to feel good. So he came up with that in order to say, okay, you're going to get the best of both worlds. You're going to get some alcohol, and you're going to get this weed in it. You get it two different ways.
So how much of this should I pour real quick? Because I'm about to pour me some.
Go ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Man, listen, man, just give me the bottle. I'm an alcoholic, so.
Right there. You good right there. So, I mean, a bottle like this, it'd be about, you get about a good five cups out of that. You do a 5 ounce cup.
That one cup, though, like how?
Oh, he going to start filling it. He going to start filling that in about 10 minutes. Depends on his level of intake when it comes to the weed.
I ain't getting that much. I'm going to take one of these right here.
Oh,
That's a two ounce shot. Go ahead and take that 2 ounce shot.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. See, the alcoholism in me.
And me too. I got to go back 30 minutes. Y'all going to have me dead.
You just be around here feeling good, dog. Like it won't, for me, how I felt when I drank it, man.
I just want to get a TT first.
It didn't take that level to
fill it up a little bit more. Hey, fill it up a little bit more, man. All right, you good, right? It's only 2 ounces, bro.
Yeah, you good. You good, man.
You good? I ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong.
I just want to make sure I got other shit through the day. I don't be under this table.
Under the table, under the seat, so what is, under the cheek.
All right, let me try.
So what's the price points for these? Like, what
our herbal libations? Like I said, we got 5 different reds, we got 5 different whites, we got 5 different artisans. Our reds and our whites are 50. Our artisans are 60.
Okay.
Artisans would include the apple Moscato, peach Moscato, watermelon. We also have a sweet chocolate.
You got Riesling? That's my favorite wine.
We got Riesling.
I need a bottle of that.
You ain't even taste it yet.
I
dig the plug, though. You're going to just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, because it's Riesling.
We got our Rieslings. We got our Chardonnays. We got our Sauvignon Blancs.
Salute.
I didn't even get mine.
Oh, man. Goddamn.
Hey, man. Niggas.
Damn drunk.
Niggas be trying to speed up the process. Like, hey, man, go ahead and pour yours because I'm trying to sip it.
That's that under the tree shit right there, dog.
I sip before we shot it. My bad.
Under the tree. Under the cheek.
All right. That's that herbal libation.
Herbal libation.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bless.
Yes.
Are you supposed to take a shot?
I'm going to sip it.
Oh, my God.
That's the shot cups.
Oh, my God. That is for the women.
Hitting, boy. Hey, that thing is hitting.
Dog, you drink that shit and smoke a blunt.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this? I'm
telling you, you about to go knee deep or something.
But the difference is you ain't got to smoke a blunt with it because you already got it in there. And we come with a minimum 450 milligrams. So
that's dangerous. That, listen to me, y'all. I drink, all right? If you know me outside of the podcast, you know I'm a drinker. Yeah. Also, like my weed as well. That shit right there is dangerous. I don't think I want a bottle of Riesling because I'm going to probably drink the whole fucking bottle like one day, and then
just... now, all right. So, like, say I want to get a couple bottles. Say I want to get like a couple bottles just to have. Is there any special conditions?
So that we have to, we do got deals. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We got deals for customers. I mean, once you become a regular customer, you start getting a certain percentage off.
What about like, all right, keeping it? Like, where do I keep it?
There's no shelf life.
No shelf life.
You could keep that bottle for as long as you want. That stuff going ferment as long as it want. The longer it stays, the longer it's going to get more potent. The more fucked up you're going to get.
Okay, so, all right. So, all right, we're going to talk because I want to get a couple of signed bottles.
I want to get two bottles from you.
Just be serving the bitches. Here, bitch. You drink some of this here.
And we can get your partner back on too. You said he coming back in town.
Next time
we're actually in the final phase of moving the company fully here to Atlanta.
Okay.
It's up there in Philadelphia. We got customers in multiple states. But again, that shipment, that overhead price, that stuff be killing. I do my thing down here. He do his thing up there. But we fully moving it down here because everything is getting done from down here. We already got two brand ambassadors, one in Maryland, one in Georgia. Looking for a couple more. I mean, we're going to make this a global brand.
Oh, it's going to be.
Yeah. We're going to make this a global brand.
Listen, I'm going to be a big fan of this shit here. Boy.
Whatever the high-class dirt bags can do.
I definitely appreciate that shit, cause like I said, man, like I've already been drinking this shit on my personal time for months at this point now. So I was just like, alright, well shit, you know, I reached out to Flames. I was like, yo man, we gotta get him on the show. Flames was like, yeah, we definitely gotta get him on the show. So I'm glad you finally came on the show, man. Tell us about it, man.
Big ups to him, cause he was the one that plugged me in with Happy Case. I love the partnership we got with Happy Case for adults.
Shout out to Happy Case.
I love that partnership.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Shout out to the plug, man.
shout out to the plug.
If you need anything, just let me know.
Yeah.
You got anything over here, man.
Plugged it in the right way.
When you hit me up, though, and you know what I'm saying? You know, like you said, I know you for 10 years. So you hit me up with it and showed me the menu, and I was like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
I know the perfect place. I know, you know what I'm saying? And I hit you up, me. He's like, yo, I got a little move. You can, you know what I'm saying? Go over there and holler at them people.
It's
been gravy ever since.
No, this is like, this is delicious, it's delicious, man. When I say, like, we're living in a day and age. That's why I love the day and age we living in, man. Go back to being an old head in the new age. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I'm 30, but now, like, 30 is an old head, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shit,
like,
you can turn into a granddaddy in 34.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, with that being said, like, it's crazy, like, going back from, like, smoking this dirt Mexican weed, bro, all bricked up and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Making your homemade edibles and shit, not knowing the dosages and shit like that, and what different weeds unlock. Like, nowadays, I think it's just awesome to see the uses of weed outside of just smoking it the carcinogenic way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the consumption of drinking it via, like, a wine or doing it infused dinners and shit like that. Yeah. So, like, all that shit is just, like, amazing for a young pothead nigga like myself, man. Because when I say young pothead, I'm an old nigga, but anytime we talk about weed, I become a young nigga, dog.
I'm forever fucking young.
That's the new way to live.
I'm telling you, bro. And then there's, you know, not necessarily smoking weed is necessarily always the right way to consume weed, because it's not necessarily not. There are new ways to consume weed, you know what I'm saying, and to get the same effects and different effects. Like, cause I've been in Cali, Seattle, these places where they'd be Colorado. Like, all right, you smoke this during the day when you want to be up, and I smoked that. I was tired, groggy, smoked that weed, got me up. It was like, all right, you smoke this at night when it's time to go to sleep. You smoke that shit, and then you go to sleep. So, like, now, like, you got all this different shit to be able to decipher what it was. Back in the day, niggas just gave you some cushion. You just had cushion to smoke all day. So niggas was sleepy all day. Niggas was in high school.
Sleepy, hungry.
Whatever pack the plug had.
Are you high right now, young man?
Whatever pack the plug had is how everybody on the block was, bro. Like, if the nigga had a sleepy pack, then everybody was sleeping. Everybody was sleeping. Like, nigga, I don't like that shit, man. That shit be putting me to sleep.
What dog had in the house sleep?
Like, nah, that shit. But the niggas had that pack that was real good, but you can smoke 40, 50 blunts and still be good all day and energetic and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But now it's, we got titles for everything, man. So I think it's awesome that to see what you're doing and you're a part of that movement, man.
Like, yeah, it's like, not just real, me. Man. It's not just me. It's my business partner, Terrell, our CEO and president. Then we got our silent guy, Kamal. Kamal, right. Probably somewhere listening to. He be on the West Coast too much. He be all over, but I mean, this is what we do. This is what we plan on making a global brand and just launching it. And because we know at some point Georgia going to allow it.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we got this already footprinted, because you know everybody and their mom going to try to come up with something.
This shit about to take off. Soon as they legalize that shit here fully, which is, you know, about to going to be soon, this shit right here is going to take off, though. That's when you told me. I was like, yo, that shit is fucking genius. And then, you know, most times when you know, have THC products or what have you, you can still taste the THC. You can still taste it. You can't taste shit but wine.
Wine, right. Wine.
That's all you can taste is wine. So and that shit is it's good. And I know, but that's why I say that's why it's so scary. That's why it's so scary because, you know, I had other like drinks that were like THC infused and it was like, damn, that shit kind of like drinking weed almost. This shit is like drinking wine. If I'm an alcoholic, I'm going to drink half of this bottle just because it tastes good.
It tastes damn good.
You see what I'm saying? Just because
exactly
it tastes
what you're talking about.
Man, y'all better
cool get sign in tone alcohol. With
this. No, this shit is superb, man. Like I make sure I get
a couple bottles with all our signatures on it, just so you can have it.
Yeah, we put it up on the wall, man. That's where we can go, man. That's when we get the studio. But for the High Class Dirtbags podcast, we're gonna have that bottle in the studio. You
definitely,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, just right there, man. And then, you know.
10-year anniversary
podcast.
You know,
when we get the podcast of the year award, we'll crack that bottle open, maybe.
Damn right.
Maybe.
And our next event, we're gonna have.
Damn sure, come February. Y'all know y'all gotta be in the building. Come February.
For sure. Definitely.
It's our 1-year anniversary, plus it's his birthday. So it's gonna be two things combined into one.
You know, man. Yeah, man. Just let me know. You already know I'm in the building.
I mean, only if y'all niggas want to laugh, man. That's it, man. We gonna clown, bro. We gonna clown, man.
That's what it do. You already know. That shit natural for me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm already working on a couple different venues to try to do to put everything together. But hey, it is what it is right now.
Nah, this shit. Nah, let us know, man. We got venues in the city too, man. So
that's good, though, man. Black entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, black.
That's what I love, though. Black people helping black people.
Yeah, that's how we're supposed to do, man. We're supposed to connect and network, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, definitely. Because day and age now, man, like it's like I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you know, back in my parents' day, man, you got a job, you worked there for 30, 40 years, you retired. Now you get a job for a company, you work 30, 40. You lucky if you work 30, 40 years there.
Because they're going to push you out the door.
Nine times out of ten, if you do work 30, 40 years there, by the time you do, they either liquidate the company and liquidate your pension, or they fucking kick you out the door for a quarter of your pension, bro. Either way, you don't work 30, 40 years for a company.
That money.
You know what I'm saying? You don't do that no more, man. We living in a day and age now where you use shit as stepping stones, man. And if you ain't using your current position as a stepping stone to get to the next, then you fucking up, man.
Fucking up, for real.
Yeah, man. As long as you ain't thinking about, like, you know, people be fucking up and just think about the money, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about the success is the main thing, dog. If you successful with that shit, your shit gonna take off regardless, dog. Cause you're gonna see that all that income regardless.
Correct.
You're not gonna see if you go in that bitch just to look for income, you go fuck up.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
If you don't even worry, just want to be successful. Yeah, it's a good product. You want the wine to be successful.
Exactly.
You know, the money gonna come. Just like us, the podcast is gonna come.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
We ain't tripping.
It's all about speaking into existence.
Exactly. We already been working and shit all our lives, dog, to make money and survive anyway. You know what I'm saying? So after you can make your product successful, dog, and everybody.
Elon Musk said, not to cut you off, bro, but Elon Musk said that shit this week. He said, a lot of people think, like, he's like, it's not. He said, right now, offering goods and services to people is the way to become rich. Like, anything else, like, all that other shit is out. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in a consumer world, man.
Yeah.
So everything is consumed. You know what I'm saying?
And the crazy thing is, it was the damn pandemic that made the consuming business go out.
Yeah.
Cause you got shit shut down. You ain't got no other choice but to
sit up in the house and get drunk.
You ain't got no other choice but to buy shit. I'm sitting up there. I'm like, damn, I ain't gotta go to Kroger. That's how you become lazy. You become fat. But you're like, should I get the shit delivered now? Fuck, man, I'm not going to the great escape, dog.
Niggas is in their house.
Man, I was in the liquor store yesterday, and this girl came up. She's like, yeah, I'm with DoorDash. I was like, oh.
I said, my liquor. It made me feel my liquor. Like, damn, DoorDash delivering liquor now? Hold on, no. I just spilled my liquor. Like,
I promise, y'all, I immediately was like,
somebody call DoorDash, get some more liquor in this motherfucker, man.
Bring a bottle of Crown Vanilla.
Should I get this on DoorDash? It's a wrap. Yeah,
it's gonna happen, dog.
I promise you. That shit gonna happen, dog. When I seen that shit, I was like, oh, it's up. I ain't never coming back to this liquor store. I'm like, y'all know we in this motherfucker.
Yeah, delivery for me.
I mean, I seen that Drizzly shit, but I was like, yeah, then Drizzly is like, oh no, we don't deliver to that neighborhood. Fuck you.
Nah, they had that shit on DoorDash, yo. Like, she was like, yo, DoorDash.
Nah, they just passed that law since COVID. Speaking of COVID, that you can deliver to all the states that were like, nah, we don't want liquor, like southern states mainly. Yeah, you don't want to deliver to, they didn't want liquor being able to be delivered to. They was like, nah, you can legalize it because motherfuckers can't go nowhere. They was like, fuck it, dog. Yeah.
Bring me my shit.
We can't piss the test of tobacco. Tobacco and alcohol, we can't piss off.
No. I can understand, you know, sometimes you don't want your liquor delivered. You know, that's a gateway to get out the house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But most of the time, you go get liquor, and after you're in a relationship,
shit, nah, I need that liquor.
You gonna get that liquor because you trying to get away from that bitch, dog. Mentally and goddamn physically, dog. So I'd rather go to the liquor store, spend about 3 hours at that.
Yeah, you got me thinking. I'm about to call. I'm gonna call real later. Hey, nigga, we got this on DoorDash.
That takes down
our shipping cost.
I don't know, dog.
You might have something over there. I don't want to say nothing over the air. Nothing like that. But yeah, they're so willing to do some deals on the side. I can see that.
No, but we got a guy in Uber guy up in Jersey that just Ubers THC around. Oh, but he's legal to do that up in Jersey.
It's legal to do
and
that.
No. He's becoming one of our people to just run that all over.
Man, that's That's not official, though, ladies and gentlemen. That was just stereotypical planning ahead in the future, maybe, if he want to take that route.
All okay? These are theoretical.
Everything
twists
is just theoretically speaking.
This shit about to be legal.
You know, we don't know for sure until the government says so. So we just going to let y'all know some things that's just up in the air.
Just got it ready.
It's ready.
It's ready. You ain't got to get it ready.
You gotta put your pot
she
on.
She's ready. I'm just telling you, ladies, you y'all better be with the gentleman that y'all want to be with when y'all drink this shit here, because your panties is going to get wet and you are going to be willing to get sweaty.
Nigga, my leg was tangling. Man,
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Like,
freaky.
I'm trying, ladies. All right. Okay, look. And then for men, you know, when you smoke weed and, you know, you go in and hit the kitty, you be ready to hit the bottom out that bit, dog. So, you know.
Bottom out.
And you drinking some liquor on top of this whole dog. Oh, my Jesus.
You ever been in a low-sitting car, hit a speed bump? Nah. Bottom out. Bottom out. That's how that thing.
Bottom out. Ooh, Lord.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yes, Lord. So, you know, be careful, ladies. Make sure you be with the one you want to be with that night. don't let that feeling.
Lady, flew out that motherfucker. Flew out the boat.
Let that man knock your wig sideways like a baseball cap and shit, dog. Like,
back of the cervix. Corner pocket.
Eight ball back service. Yeah, I appreciate that. All of us at Herbal Libations appreciate you bringing me on, bringing us on. They listening somewhere. We're having fun. That's one of the most humbling things that I can say is very nice. Right. And again, like y'all keep saying, this needs to be a generational thing for me.
Facts.
I got a 17-year-old son. That motherfucker cost too much money.
17?
Yeah. Yeah, you remember? I was just in Florida celebrating his 17.
Congrats, man. A black man raised a young black man, man. You got to congratulate that man. This day
damn,
man.
Hold on, right, hey.
Talk about ain't no more black father. Shut the fuck up, man.
We out here. Still man? Hey man! All
right, hold on, dog. Can I tell this story? Or am I? Is it going too far?
No. Because if it goes too far, you good.
This man pissed me off so bad. He went out one night. He knew I'm going. All right. I mean, we went out one night, right? Me and Lance. I think we went to Frank Ski's. This was back then.
Yeah,
This was back like, I don't know, like 2012. I can't remember. So we went out.
2011.
Having a great time. Met two chicks. I don't think I was talking to one first. Or you, I don't know. They was friends. So we in there. We going. So we about to leave. This man said, "Hey, I'm gonna drive her home. You just follow me in my car." I'm like, "What? What are we doing, Lance?" It's cool. I got the other chick. So, all right, fast forward. I'm talking to this other chick. This other bitch, bad. She in the Navy.
Get another piece of this drink.
She in the Navy, dog. Bad. I'm talking about bad chick I'm fucking with. He had one, too. Bad as hell, homegirl. She bad, too. When I'm fucking with him, I'm in there. I'm like, yeah, we, you know, we chopping up. We damn, you know what I'm saying? Politicking and all. Then she hit me up one day. She said, "Yo, so with your boy Lance?" I said, "What do you mean? Did you know he was married?" I was like, "What?" I knew he was married, but I was like, "No, how could I? I have no clue."
Preposterous.
No, I didn't.
Gotcha, bitch.
I definitely did not know he was married. I had no idea. Why would you ask me such a question?
He got so political.
Long story short, dog, nigga got caught. He was married for real. He got caught. I ain't gonna tell the full story. But all I'm saying, I was mad at him because that affected my relationship. She stopped talking to me immediately,
red
dog.
Red flag. I lied about his homeboy being married.
I was like, no, I didn't know he was married for real.
That was in my younger days.
Yeah.
That was in the
yeah. Well, you're not married anymore.
This is not a thing to make a blame of or to
not to glorify.
It's funny, the whole way driving over here, I was like, I wonder if he let me tell his story. No. I was fucking mad.
Black men don't cheat, but black boys do.
And I was a boy then. I was a boy.
I don't know what he was doing. But he
I was a boy.
No, this is the crazy part. Nigga hit me one day after this shit. I stayed the night over there. I was like, "What? Nigga, you stayed the night? Nigga, you live with your wife, dog.
Blue skies. He done let the blue skies catch his ass coming in, dog.
God damn.
I knew it went long, folks.
The rooster.
Oh man.
The rooster shall always come home.
You probably fall asleep by accident, too.
It was one of them fucking accidents. Yeah.
What's that good, that good?
I was proud of him, but I was disappointed at the same time.
You laying there. I gotta go.
Hit me up the next day, like, nigga, I fell asleep. I spent the night over there. I was like, what?
Well, you bust that nut, bro.
I'm trying to tell you, boy,
busting a nut can knock your equilibrium off and make you lose some time zone.
And she put her head on your shoulder, too, dog. That bitch warm as fuck, dog. You start snoring and shit, dog.
Nigga set no alarm.
Nope.
That's a red flag. Nigga set alarm after busting a nut.
First thing you do when you wake up from that shit is you look straight out the fucking window, dog. You look straight at the window and see if the sky's still dark. Oh, fuck.
That's why it's got to be all one bullshit. You got to bust that nut, and then you got to get directly up.
I did that shit one time in Charleston with my mama car. I borrowed my mama car one night. I know she got to go to work by 6 in the morning. I done borrowed her car. Nigga, the sunlight was up. I done had like 10 missed calls. She on the ass. I was so scared.
Oh, my God. You ain't gonna never use my fucking car again.
It was a minute if I use it. I'm gonna be honest, dog. I ain't bored.
Yeah, man.
That's my dog, though.
That's how I
remember that shit. Yeah, I was the boy, because it was a good night. It started off as a great time. I was like, I need to meet these beautiful women, dog. This is going up. She in the Navy. I was like, nigga, I'm trying to get the benefits. I'm like, oh, look.
Yes.
I'm going to be traveling with her. Shit in my mind. He killed me, man.
Nigga, fucked up, dog. Terrible wingman. Good homie, terrible wingman. He's a great homie, terrible wingman.
It'd be like that, man.
I didn't think it was going to affect me and her relationship, but after I called her like 2-3 times, she answered. I was like, yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, he one of them old hounds.
He one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's married, too.
Speaking of homeboys and shit, man. So I did have this question, bro. Like, so I had a question, man, for the week, man. This shit is if your homeboy goes to jail and you owe him money, what's the minimum amount of years he can go to jail and get out and still expect to have his money back?
You owe him money?
Yeah.
How much money do I owe him?
Like 5-10 racks, maybe something like that.
Ooh, shit.
5-10 racks. A rack a year.
How long you got 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man, shit. If he owns 5 racks, dog, you better concentrate on trying to stay alive in that motherfucking dog. You worry about 10 racks on the outside.
I don't think you're going to get that back.
I owe you.
Nigga, you
ain't getting that back.
You ain't getting that shit back, dog. Like, bro,
Unless y'all one of them dudes
that... Yeah, solid.
And like me, Rel, and Kamal. Right, unless you one of those dudes that y'all have a life together. Y'all have... Y'all just that cool.
And y'all doing business.
Business. Okay, you expect my shit going to be there when I get out.
Yeah, for real. Right, they're going to
hang out. That's good. But I mean, we just homies on the street. Hey, Joe Schmo or... What did you call little boy? With the name. Hey, nigga, you ain't gonna see that money when you come out in 10 years.
Nah, 10 years. You ain't gonna see that. That don't move.
Shit, you probably ain't gonna see that when you come out in 5 years. When you come out in 5 years.
Motherfucker.
30 days. Yeah, nigga, you go to jail for 30 days. I think 30 days. Like that. It gotta be like a year. Yeah, like, yo, where my 10 racks at? Like, ah, oh, that's been a year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think after you get about 3-4, man, it's like, shit, bro.
Right, man.
That's
about two. Life's gone past you by.
I think a year.
The way the world is moving now, yeah, 3 years in jail, you come out, you're like, damn, what the fuck?
I think a year. Like, I put a year on it.
I give it a year.
Yeah, just a random homeboy, you dead. I'm
saying, like, if a nigga ain't paid you back in a year, I don't think he ever gonna pay you back.
No. Like, but if you my nigga now, I'm probably.
I'm gonna have your bread for you when you come up. I know you'll be struggling when you get out. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but see, they might wonder why the end is. They might tell you put it on their books.
I'm not gonna give you no $10,000 for you to buy cigarettes and honey buns.
I'm talking about after 10 years.
Then he giving that shit to everybody else when they find out he got 10 racks on his books.
Yeah, no, like, no boy, the fuck with
him. I'm talking about throughout the, if you're doing 10 years, nigga, I'm gonna put $1,000 in your book a year.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Nah.
You supposed to flip that too now.
He ain't gonna flip that shit, dog.
Ain't gonna last.
Yeah, that shit, you know, the big fish will come and take the little fish fucking food, dog.
My homeboy's a big fish. That's all I'm saying. You a little fish, nigga.
I'm
pumping you when you come out too, nigga. You ain't getting this.
Bitch, you ain't getting this money.
That's the fucked up thing with prisons. Yeah, you a prisoner, but that goddamn CEO, that. Whoever the fuck is, they know what you're doing. The damn guards know what you're doing. Yeah. The bitches that work in the fucking office know what you're doing. Yeah. Somebody going to snitch on you. Somebody going to tell what's going on.
Shit, nigga, you in jail for 5-10 years.
You get $1,000 on your books, guaranteed you ain't going to have that within 15 minutes.
Shit, they're not in the store to your ass. Yeah, nigga, look, you going to either give us what you're getting or we going to put you in the cell with the... The booty snatching, nigga.
Word. So, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't put no more money on my books. I put it in an automatic account. Well, take it off.
Like I said, don't put no more money on my books.
All right, dog. Yeah, dude. That's a gift of the curse, man. Like,
don't put no money on my
books.
Don't
do it, man. Don't do it. You could be in the room with a nigga.
Just hold that down till I get out. Like, damn. Like that's a binding contract.
Nah,
if a nigga tell you hold that down until you get out, like,
yeah, I'm gonna just get that shit to your, I'm gonna get that shit to your baby mama, nigga.
And you deal with her when you get out.
You deal with that bitch, dog.
You deal with her when you get out.
She gonna be like, that's child support. You know, you
bitch, I left you with 10 racks when I went in. You went in for 12 years. That's $800 a year. That's the best child support payment ever.
The crazy part, it was gone in 2 years. A year and a half.
Spent that shit in 3 months, dog.
Three fucking months.
10 racks, dog. Shit, I know a bitch who spent 10 racks in fucking 24 hours, dog. No problem.
They went and got an Altima.
A straight ass lemon too.
That
bitch got 400,000 miles on that bitch. You know bitches don't know nothing but goddamn cars. Yeah, lady, come get this car right here with 450,000 miles.
She gave that shit right to her boyfriend, Dirk McGirt.
I'm gonna flip this. Watch me flip it.
That nigga ran off with the bag.
I'm gonna flip this pack.
Like, oh, he done smoked.
But motherfuckers don't even say that shit no more. Do that. I'm gonna go ahead and flip this.
No, you remember that been the shit back in the day. Yeah, you had your mama come and give you about $50. Hey, you can't flip this for me, baby.
I'm about to flip.
Hey, I got you.
Hey, you know I geeky too, so I'm about to flip this shit, cuz.
Hey,
dog, shit. Shit. Why you about to flip this?
That shit used to be a legitimate business, dog. Like motherfuckers get extra money.
Before they started them damn food stamp cards, when you had the food stamp the booklets back in the day.
What? Amazing. What?
You stand outside the fucking food stamp store. Hey, oh, good. Let me go ahead and get that honey and I'm going to give you this.
Come on, Bobby. You straight?
Shit. Even after them boy got the car, shit, that's all I had to go do back home is go to the grocery store.
No, still not.
That motherfucker go
there. Yeah, it's still the same, buddy.
Shit, be like, yo, I got the card right here. $100 get you two.
Shit, that paper, though, dog. You ain't even had to go in the store with them niggas. You just peel that bitch out that book, dog.
No, but I remember back in the day, they used to be like, make sure the goddamn bills match up with the booklet. You like, your mom send you to the store.
With the bills by itself.
You gotta act like you pulling that shit. They don't ask you, what's the numbers on the book? Damn, I ain't got that one. Man, well, you can't get all this shit.
Man,
you gotta have that book.
Nigga, I had one of them, I had saved one of them shit since I was a child, dog. And I had that shit when I was in high school. And I used to always go to the cafeteria and act like I'm about to pay with the food stamp, though. Like, I used to do skits and shit in high school. So I used to go out there, and man, I did one skit where I just went up like, damn, shit. I ordered all my shit and was like, here. I just looked like, what the fuck is that?
Hey, I don't even know what that footage
is. You know what I'm trying to find that shit. That shit
I'm about to flip this shit.
2001, 2000.
I'm about to flip this shit for a school lunch. Yeah, a little
that
school lunch.
Friday pizza, Thursday cheeseburgers.
When I first got
pizza.
When I got my first apartment, dog, that shit was pumping, dog. Like, shit, dog. The little lady down the street be like, hey, 200 get you 400, shit, boy, who? 500 get you 1,000, boy, shit, boy, who? Yes, boy, that shit, boy, had everything,
shit, they used to walk up out of there with them food stamps. On a food stamp, on a regular day, they getting the minimum 700. Yeah. Minimum. But it all depends on how many kids you claiming.
Motherfucker got 5 kids.
Well, I know motherfuckers that used to get like 1,200 a month. Nigga. 1,200 a month for refrigerator
steam fill, nigga.
Like you be like, man. God damn, let me get 300.
We had a little homie in the projects like that, dog. Them boy refrigerator steam fill, nigga. We used to hit them boy off of all the popsicles, nigga.
Shit, boy,
motherfucking chili beans.
What, man? See, that's the great thing about living in the projects, man. You the ingenuity, man. Like we used to have people that worked at the food line right up the street where the motherfuckers, like literally the motherfuckers, I used to sell weed to this girl, shout out to Tiffany, man, she used to hook us up, and we used to go in that motherfucker and get thousands of dollars worth of groceries and walk out paying like $100.
Cause y'all boys, was extreme couponing. They was extreme couponing, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, coming from Philly, I know about that project life. Shout out to Adams for it. Hey, boy, we had the damn Muslims that ran the damn cheese house.
Oh,
where you get the cheese and the peanut butter.
Oh, shit.
And y'all boy had good macaroni and cheese, boy.
Our project was ruthless, and when they put the Muslim security up there, that shit was like, god damn, these.
Shit been on point, huh?
They was on point, but then you fucking with them hood niggas too. Yeah,
they
not gonna
get
they had that line, dog. Like you, all right.
Just being in the projects, like you said, just being in the projects. Hey, they project people know how to make a life out of
everybody.
Project people know how to make a life.
You got the meat truck. All
right, shit.
The meat truck,
survive,
like bro, like
the meat truck used to be the shit, cuz. Motherfucker come through, be like, yeah, them boy, you know, they taxing this. Then he come back around, like, when it get dark, be like, yeah, I'm off the clock now. Shit, man, you get all these shit for $20, dog. Be like, nigga, what?
Let me go ahead and get
commission for the day.
And then scamming the Jag, my cousin used to hook up the cable. He was like, shit, $10. Like,
I tell you what. We ain't never had no food. We ain't never go hungry.
I ain't had no steaks and shit back in the day.
Yeah,
we had some, man, my granny made some shit out of nothing, dog. Bone and fucking tomato paste. Well, not tomato paste, tomato down the little chunks.
Yeah.
And motherfucking potatoes. And she made that, she cooked that shit up, dog, in the stew. You know what I'm saying? And then throw that shit over white rice, right? Oh, my
rice.
God.
See, that shit was y'all know in Philly,
like onions and peppers and shit like that, dog.
Rice. Nah, bro, my family from Charleston in the country. So I can't remember. I told you, I used to go to my grandma's house. I used to go to my grandma's house and get them damn
infused watermelons. Mm. She literally had watermelons that she grew that she infused with that moonshine.
Yes, sir.
Shit, I was sitting there like, oh, shit.
Damn. Shit, when you eat that,
man. Yeah, we got to talk off the record, man. You from Charleston, dog. Shit.
Yeah, dog, shit. That related. Charleston root, dog. I was like, bro.
They from the straight country in Charleston.
Dog, them boy get anything to turn that shit to a meal, man. Them youngsters would never understand that shit, dog. How your granny just makes something out of nothing, dog.
Yeah, yeah, facts, dog. Yeah. You sitting there like, shit, boy. That's why I love the hood, boy. Shit, boy. The hood made me, raised me, man. Paid me, bro.
But look.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit,
we,
boy.
We might have to go back to making them meals, nigga. You seen the price of food, nigga?
All that shit going on.
Nigga, the price of food is fucking crazy, nigga. I'm telling you, bro. Like, right now, nigga, what the fuck is it? Bacon? Yeah, nigga, that shit like $10 a pound, nigga. Like
$13, nigga.
That's for a good citizen.
That's a cheap brand. Oh, that's a cheap.
Nah, you want that black label and shit, dog? That hardwood select, dog?
$14.99.
$17.99.
Damn.
$25.
Bacon is
for the country style.
When Costco went up on their prices, I said,
I just went to Costco, and I was like, I don't even eat bacon no more. Like, I swear to God, nigga, last Sunday, I went to Costco. That's like the first time I've been in that bitch. My nigga Jake gave me his car. He's like, nigga, just, I was like, fuck it, I'm going. I seen the bacon in that bitch. I was like, damn. I don't even eat bacon like that no more. Like, I'm
telling you, dog, the nigga, man. Dog, bacon is lobster now, dog. The bacon is the lobster of meats now,
nigga,
dog.
I know now.
Between the bacon, the bread, the fucking eggs.
Yeah.
You can't even count steaks now. That shit always been high. It always been high, but now it done went extra high.
Man,
now, I'm a little chicken wing. I told you about. Yeah. I just got me 2 T-bones for $12, guys.
Yeah, you get a good deal right there.
$9.
Yeah, that's a good
big
deal.
Big porterhouse. That Nam Day Mom right there.
Yeah. Look, man. Goddamn chicken wings. A family pack of chicken wings probably like $20 now.
Dog. Yeah. No.
And I'm like, for some that's fucking chicken. We used to eat baked beans and chicken wings.
$5,
nigga.
$5.
You go get 2 cans of baked beans, cut up a couple pieces of baked coke,
and a family pack, 20 pack of chicken, bro.
And some rice.
$5. You get that big red pack of chicken in the bag, dog. Leg quarters and chop that bitch, dog, in half, and you got 2 pieces right there. Man, we used to do all kinds. Now, them shit is like $10 for them bags, dog. We get $3 for them shit, dog. Like chicken on got scared to come out the coop.
That shit got wild. Yeah, when goddamn Wingstop went to thighs, I was like, they ain't got no fucking chicken wings?
Nah.
Come on.
What?
Wingstop got thighs now because the chicken wing shortage.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You already got Ross on TV promoting that shit.
So it's not.
It's still Wingstop.
Yeah, they just cook. They sell thighs now.
They got wings, but you just hope y'all buy some thighs.
Damn,
save us some wings. Have a couple of these thighs.
Save the wings.
I think they got wing shortage. Why do you got breast shortage? That's a theory we got to worry about right now. You got the wing and the breast is connected. Now they selling the breast out the asshole. Breast meat is everywhere. You can't even motherfucking goddamn go to the store without getting thighs, breasts, and legs.
This nigga got a valid point.
So
that is very valid.
And there's a shortage of wings.
And I don't like thighs.
Where the fuck is the damn breast?
I don't like breasts.
I think that's what it is. I think everybody was like, you don't like fuck the chicken. You don't like chicken thigh, nigga?
I like
chicken
breasts more. I mean, I like thighs.
I like the chicken.
I prefer a breast.
Jerk chicken thighs is the shit,
it all depends who cooked the breast sometime, man. They overcook the shit and then it be dry.
You got to have a juicy thigh. Yes, I mean, a juicy breast, damn. You know, you got to have that bitch cooked right.
You got to have somebody know how to cook that
long
shit.
As long as my grandma cooked it, I know that.
But if I go to any chicken spot, I'm gonna say, let me get a breast. Let me get a 2-piece white, a breast, and a wing.
I gotta look at that breast first, though. I gotta look at that fucking like that freezer burn look at the side, dog. Cause you ain't overcooked that.
Yeah, I ain't want that. That shit gonna be dry as a motherfucker.
I don't have a problem with breast. Shout out to the women. October is National Breast Cancer Month, so go check them.
Please do that.
Please.
I'll eat some breast, just not chicken breast.
Hey, shit, hey.
I like the breast, man.
Yeah, the breast is good. I like the whole fucking chicken. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
dog.
No, it's a fact. I'm gonna eat it all.
I'm gonna eat the whole fucking chicken.
Like, I just had some thighs and legs the other day.
Chicken feet,
man. But I'm just saying,
you ain't gonna eat chicken feet.
Nah, hell shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I done had it.
Nigga done had it before.
And it wasn't bad neither. They just threw that bitch down nice, dog.
It's just really nothing there.
I ain't like eating just rubber.
Yeah.
If you eat calamari, that's basically what chicken feet is.
That's the I
love me some calamari.
I'm fucking calamari.
Hey, that is the same, dog. You gotta think about it. They both rubbery. You ain't got no meat in that bit, dog.
That's one of them situational things. It's gonna depend on how it's cooked.
I had a theory that calamari is just fucking shit.
That is the truth.
Chitlins?
Yeah, I feel calamari is just chitlins, dog. I don't eat chitlins. The boy ran out of calamari, they just cut the chitlin up.
It's going to be a deal where we're going to have to convert back to chitlins, though. Because the mighty chicken is about to fall. He's about to fall flat.
I would never go back to that shit.
I was going to say, the good thing is I really don't eat chicken or pork like that, for real. Nah, like
I eat bacon and sausage.
I could.
I slowed down on my pork intake.
Yeah.
My pork intake slowed down crazy.
Yeah,
my
chicken
is moderate, like, but my seafood intake is higher.
And see, that's all I pretty much eat, like seafood for real. Like all I really eat is seafood. Fish, shrimp, and motherfucking whatever, scallops, crab, all that shit. Like I'm just seafood, you know what I mean?
My business partner's around. He's pescatarian, so that's all he eats, seafood.
But I'm gonna eat a burger.
We go out somewhere to eat, and I'm ordering a burger and all that. He's looking at me like, nigga, what? You just see a big ass red snapper come to the table with a burger or some ribs and shit. But he knows that's how I am.
But see, I would do that, and then I'm gonna be like, nigga, let me get on them ribs too, motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm that type of nigga. I ain't gonna sit here and be no fool.
That's good.
It's delicious. I'm gonna fuck with it.
Because I grew up vegan, so I'm like, I got it. Like, now my mom be getting mad. She be like, you cooking the kids bacon and sausage in the morning? Like, hell yeah. I'm about to have some too. My stepdad was Muslim. I didn't get to eat pork till I was like 20 something, dog.
Nigga put the bacon over his body. Bacon.
Give me that bacon.
Finally.
My time.
Nigga walk into the kitchen like this when we put in the fan. Bacon.
I put my bacon in the oven, dog.
That's what I do too.
If you ever cook your bacon in the oven, you tripping, dog.
Get all that grease off that shit, man. Not unless you frying some.
But I ain't had
no
dog. I swear to God, dog, I ain't ate bacon in like 4 months, 5 months. Bro, I had a pack of bacon in the refrigerator, dog, and I had to check the expiration. I was like, "Fuck this shit, damn! Oh fuck, I don't want to buy this shit." I don't really eat breakfast, so.
Yeah, I mean, breakfast is good.
You know, remember how I used to say breakfast is the breakfast of champions? You always got to eat breakfast.
I can't eat breakfast.
Last time you seen the motherfucker that really eat breakfast?
That's when you were younger.
Because I don't be that high when I wake up, dog. I don't be high until like 2-3 hours after I wake up. I be like, all right, now I'm hungry. But by then, it'd be lunchtime, dog. It don't be no breakfast time.
All right,
Nigga, I don't be like, yo, I mean, on Saturdays and weekends, just because of nostalgia and how my pops raised me, I cook my boys breakfast and shit just to establish, like, yo, no matter what, no matter how much I work during the week, I'm going to always make sure
y'all always going to be that family.
Y'all good, you know what I'm saying?
So
I do that, but, like, most part, I usually never eat breakfast. I'm like, yo, man, I'm good, man.
Shit, man. Who the fuck will eat breakfast and then go to fucking work on a job, dog, doing physical labor?
Yeah, for real.
Now your stomach curl up and shit, dog. You ain't know if you gonna fart or take a shit. So now you gotta make that executive decision to let that bitch ride slow or fuck up and damn shit on yourself, dog. So, you know. And then you don't wanna use the fucking job bathroom because the job bathroom nasty as shit. They have pissy flows. You taking the shit, your pants gonna hit that pissy flow. Cause you know you pulling that bitch down.
Nah, niggas be at work at my job pissing on the toilet seat. I'd be like, dog, y'all niggas.
Exactly, dog. So you don't want it. That's why I go empty stomach, dog. I just say fuck it. I'm gonna drink some water, stay hydrated.
Yeah, thanks, dog. That's why I don't be eating during the week. I'm like, I don't have to take a shit at work, dog. Them motherfuckers pissing on the toilet seat.
Exactly, bro.
Like, I'm good, bro. No, this is just Jamaican nigga at work, bro. Like. And every time I done, it'd been like four times I done walked in the bathroom after this nigga, dog. And this nigga piss on the seat, bro. And I'm like, dog. And finally the other day, I was like, nigga, was you raised in a shack, my nigga? Like, why are you pissing on the seat, bro?
You gotta do that shit. You gotta check. You gotta embarrass the ass, dog. Like, dog, you got to point
this. And I asked all his partners, I was like, why is your man pissing on the seat, man? Get this nigga back to the jungle.
Like this motherfucker, like, infant, dog. What the dog?
Fuck, bro?
I don't even allow my dad. If I had a son, he wouldn't even be ever allowed to be pissed,
like,
on
nigga,
the seat.
Nigga, you come to my house and piss on the seat, you getting shot, nigga.
Or some type of fucking, some type of painful move to your body, dog. Like,
man. Like training the dog, you piss on the seat, I'm gonna make you lick that shit up.
Damn, that's
also
brutal.
That's also extreme.
That's brutal. Damn, you here for lick that shit, nigga. Shut the fuck up and lick that shit. You was nasty enough to fucking piss on my seat, so you nasty enough to lick that shit.
You pissing on my motherfucking toilet seat?
You nasty motherfucker.
Wash your motherfucking hands.
Do you know how many more guests gotta go in here? They ain't going to my personal bathroom.
That shit, yeah, that's nasty, man. So I do, that's why I don't eat before I go to work, because I know I don't want to go in that bathroom and see that shit, dog.
Your digestive system.
Yeah, dog. You know, and then you might have a turtle, you know, one of them turtle head peeking out on you, dog. You, damn. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to throw it.
Like Mario, bro.
Now you got that executive decision to make to lose your job because you got shit on yourself. And I'm not going to return back to that job if I shit on myself, dog. Like, you're not going to have the fucking... You're not gonna have the privilege to trip on me every day. Hey, that's that shitty ass nigga. Tell him.
You work with me, boy. You gonna get it.
Because you know somebody gonna right. do it.
You know what I mean?
You know somebody.
That boy telling
do.
The temps and shit, dog. Them niggas ain't even permanent, dog. They telling temps and shit, dog. Yeah, that's the nigga right there who shit.
Yeah, that's me. You know that's me. That's me at my job. I swear. I just did that shit the other day, dog. Oh, yeah, I'm a marinade that shit up one time before and shit. I swear, dog, that's me, dog.
That nigga, hey, what the fuck up, you dog. Do to me?
It's just the fact that you did something in public.
I'm just that. I just think it's funny, dog. To me, if something funny, dog, I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, that's just how. That's
like
why
a nigga,
I say.
This one dude, this old school dude. Quick story, old school dude work with us from Chicago. You know them Chicago niggas, boy. You know what I'm saying? You know them niggas. He think he tough shit. He go back to Chicago last weekend. He made it back, but he ain't made it to work yet, dog. The nigga, them boys, that nigga, I was fucking the boy, fucked him up up there. Somebody fucked him up. Boy, he came back to work. I'm like, damn, you think he gonna come back? Because I'm like, dog, he know he can. Like, he know.
You can't talk all that tough shit. Go back home, get your ass
when you come back, boy, I got a line up of jokes. Nigga.
All right.
Writing them bitches down for this nigga when he come back, boy. I'm getting your ass. And everybody else in there, too, like, yeah.
So when you be getting your ass whooped, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, it's gonna be brutal. So
we told you not to come back home, Jody.
Yeah, we told him he might not come back.
Don't come back home, bro, Jody.
That's so he ain't been back to work yet.
No,
that's that executive decision, bro. He trying to wait till that shit heal up, dog. Yeah. So he willing to take them points when he got
see,
down.
I swear, dog. And I don't know, man. I'm just that nigga, dog. Like, I like the funny shit like that. I'm gonna find the funny out of some bullshit. So if you you got beat up out there, nigga, you done talk all this shit in him. And the nigga, I was like, damn, this nigga dead? Did he die? Is he not? So when he come back Monday, I'm gonna be like, damn, dog, we thought you died, man.
You waiting for them shit to heal up, so man. You know what I mean?
It don't matter, cause I know what happened. So
you talking that shit.
They ain't gonna heal, dog.
I'm OG.
I'm the wrong person to do some shit around, dog. I swear, dog, because I'm just gonna give it to you. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Oh,
I'm gonna be laughing. Because if I do it, I'm gonna set myself up for the joke. Come on with him, man. I know I fucked up. Come on with the jokes.
I ain't gonna invite him. No,
yeah.
If
I do some fucked up shit in front of some motherfucker, come on with him, dog. I know y'all got him, nigga. Y'all better get some good ones, too.
No, sir. I'm gonna save
get
him.
That shit in there.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm gonna save that bitch, dog. So that deal when you try to cut up, dog, I'm gonna get your ass.
That's awesome.
You remember that damn thing, dog?
That's also sneaky.
Hey, that's a good move right there, dog. You just saving them shits, dog. You know what I'm saying? You don't say nothing. Saving all them good shits, dog. And soon he start to cut up one day. Hey, bro, you remember that day?
That's when you fuck the head.
Yeah, you be like, all right, man, we could. No, nigga, you not open up Pandora box. Nah, we might as well go ahead and go deep. Go deep with this shit. My therapist said you got to go all the way through. If you stop halfway, you gonna be crazy. So I figured we might as well go ahead and go with the insults. You start with yours first. Go ahead. There, now
just follow up.
There you go. Now, when I fire your ass off, though.
Roast session, dog.
Yeah, them roasters be bad, dog. Yeah. They always end up with a fist fight. Yeah,
motherfuckers be at work trying to get me. I be like, all right, dog. I let you get that first one off, and I walk away like, oh, yeah, you get me, dog. But the rest of the show, dog. You getting flamed, dog. Nigga. I talk about every day, dog.
I'm on your ass. About
every day, dog. And I do that shit on purpose. I'll be like, nah, I'm going to let you have that day, dog. Yeah. I'm going to let you just think you got away, dog. And then, sure enough, it don't even make it probably about a month. They like, yo, man, can you chill out? I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what the fuck I thought, dog.
No,
that's what the
no,
fuck
no. I thought, dog. I'm going to let you chill out.
Nah, because them niggas be getting serious, dog. I'll be like, hey.
Back in the day, you could do that shit. Y'all busted up by fighting. Everybody fighting. You do that shit today, somebody's going to pull out a gun.
Somebody football. Ass going to sue. They all going to fucking sue.
I know I'm going to sue.
He hurt my feelings.
Especially if I'm on the clock, nigga. You hit me on the clock, nigga. I go to work every day. Like,
it wasn't my fault.
I look at everybody every day at work like, yo, my job is solely to provoke one of y'all to punch me in my face on this clock, dog.
Got like, a fucking like, swollen eye, dog.
Please, going, dog. Motherfuckers be like, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, please, dude.
Beat the shit out of me, dog. I want you to bring blood out that motherfucker.
Please, dude, dog. I'm going to scream like a little bitch. Do not even make it. No misconceptions about this shit, dog. I talk all this gangster shit. I'm really a bitch. Like, I'm telling you right now, dog, especially if it's on the clock.
I tell niggas
straight up, dog, if it's on the clock, you going to whoop my ass, dog. Nigga, I'm going to play that shit up. Nigga, okay. Like, nigga, back fucked up, disability, all that shit. All
right. And I'm coming into work with my eyes swole, nigga, too. I want that bitch to be closed, dog. Like, Forrest Whitaker swole, nigga.
That's not walking in that bitch. That's how they said his eye was. I didn't see the picture.
I want to see the swelling, dog.
You catch me off the clock, though? Nigga, shit, I'm going to fire your ass up, boy.
You got to be smart in this.
Nigga, I'm going to be like, he's such a bitch at work. I'm going to roll up on him off the clock. Like, yeah, you do that.
Come on.
You got to be smart in this. You got to assimilate, nigga. You got to be smart in the corporate game. You got to play the corporate game while you're on the clock.
Yeah, he hit me.
Exactly, dog. Like, you got to really play that shit.
Nigga, flopping.
To the T, dog. Like, yes, sir, dog.
You're not no bitch about it. You're not no snitch about it. But you just going to play that game in order to get what you want.
Nigga, I got to
tell you. So you can keep it moving.
Yes, sir. Everybody know you full of shit, dog. With all that extra shit up in there. You done did all that Hollywood shit up in there. You see that shit, Jimmy? Did you see him attack me? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I saw the light. Jesus, take the wheel. I saw the light. I saw the light in front of me.
You don't understand, Cam.
I got children.
You don't understand, Cam. Nigga, I got an Alka-Seltzer tab in my wallet, my nigga. Nigga hit me, you know?
Hey, at the mount, nigga.
You gonna catch a murder charge.
Why he shaking like that? I think he has seizures.
Attempted murder, nigga. Like,
you better have a nigga like me and that bitch playing along with me. Shit, man. I think that he be having seizures, man. He ain't take his pills. Shit.
I'm scamming McJammer, man. I'm gonna pop that Alka-Seltzer so quick, nigga. I got that shit in my console in my car, nigga. Get in the car wreck.
All the excitement from that punch that he.
Hey, that's the most erratic seizure I've ever seen a nigga have in my life.
Man, so he got an Alka-Seltzer tablet in his wallet, dog.
That's the flyest shit.
What the fuck?
Hey, there's always gonna be that female too that's gonna co-sign, just make that shit even. Why he did him like that? Oh my God, he didn't know he had seizures? Oh my God.
And then you wanna keep it get? Nigga, you put a little Pepto Bismol in that motherfucker, turn that shit pink.
Damn, nigga. You learned that on the movie set. Man, that's all.
What's wrong with him? Nigga, be out there, bitch, like,
I can't.
She was like, yeah. What happened? It was just a fender bend.
That's like, hard.
Just don't go too far with it. Cause then when they be like, look, we got to call an ambulance. Oh, shit. Man, I'm straight.
That shit covered by them, nigga. Shit. If they hit you, you got shit. That shit covered by them. Look at,
yeah, but shit, that doctor could be like, look, this ain't nothing but Alka-Seltzer right here.
This ain't nothing but Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, you sure he had a seizure? Like, he was shaking like one. I mean.
Alka-Seltzer on tap, my nigga. Oh, man, you gotta keep some Alka-Seltzer in your wallet, my nigga.
Like, yeah, shit. You know what? I'm gonna do that shit too. I'm gonna keep them bitches on this, and they be like, "Yeah, nigga, you ran into that pool." I'm gonna just pop that bitch in my mouth, dog. Then he talk that piss tech. Yeah, you gotta go to the cup. Oh. You know what I mean? I think
quick
that shit
story. Quick story. I'm thinking about his Alka-Seltzer shit. When I was in the military, I was in the Marines, and I got stationed in North Carolina. We used to go down to Jackson and go to the club down there. We leaving, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. You know them cops in North Carolina?
Hell,
them ones down there, so we was like, fuck that. My boy was like, yo, you put a mouthful of pennies in your mouth, you get pulled over, you good when you blow the breathalyzer. Bad. Bad, I'm going to do that. We got maybe 2 blocks from our base. Yeah, of course I get pulled over.
Damn.
I mean, it is what it is. But he's like, I'm going to get your breathalyzer. Okay.
I have my pennies in my mouth.
You sure you want to do that?
I had a bunch on this side and about 3 or 4 on this side. The most fucked up thing was when he said, go ahead and blow. The goddamn, the 3 pennies I had on this side, not the large side, this side, fucking came flying out. It didn't fuck up from this side. Why not fuck up from the side that you got all the pennies on? But regardless,
oh God.
The fucked up thing was the cop looked at me. He was like, what just came out of your mouth?
Sucking on pennies.
He's like, what just came out of your mouth? I was like, some coins. He looked at me. I swear to God, it felt maybe about an hour. Probably was about 30 seconds, but the way he was looking at me, that shit felt like an hour. Like, why is he looking at me? He was like, did you really just spit some pennies out your mouth? I was like, yeah. He was like, why? I was like, well, because for one, I'm getting followed back to base, and I'm drunk. I've been drinking and driving, which was stupid to say. I was young.
Yeah. That nigga been into a crime on wax. Nigga on wax, nigga. You never go full snitch.
I was just thinking, like, how activate this shit.
You never go full self guilt, nigga.
Next part is like, then he said, spit the pennies out your mouth, get in the car.
No, the fucked up thing, he thought about it so much, he was just like, this motherfucker really thought that shit was true. He literally followed me back to base and said, I'm just gonna let you go.
He felt sorry for you, man.
Hey, he did. Though. I guess he really believed that.
Probably believed that damn myth.
Probably because you ain't had no goatee because you was in the military. How the nigga got a goatee, dog? You was going to jail, dog. I'm letting you know right now. Niggas sucking on pennies with a goatee going to jail. Like, oh, my mama, dog. Military clean face nigga sucking on pennies. Like, yeah,
see, you told the truth, though, and got out that shit. See, that's why they say tell them the truth and get you out of shit. But, me, I would have lied right off the bat and told that motherfucker, I just like the 2 pennies.
Is this crack cocaine in your drawers? No.
This the sick shit. You ever seen them people who got them sick ass damn fetishes, dog? Like people who like to lick soap? Well, I like to eat pennies.
I suck pennies.
Definitely
I like pennies, nigga. I just like the way
the dirtier, the better. You got any pennies on you, sir?
I like the way I cop a taste in my mouth or something.
I got a dollar, man. You got a piece? Let me get all the pennies in your pocket.
Definitely taking
you. I got fucking locked up, though.
Eating pennies across the land. That's just hilarious. All right, well, shit. I got to touch on the boy trying to cancel my boy Dave Chappelle, unfortunately. Because of LGBTQT quick trip.
And it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
It's stupid.
Man, look, they trying to cancel him. If they would have actually paid attention to the special, then they would have actually realized that the fucking everything they trying to cancel him for is exactly why he made the special. Like, this shit is fucking hilarious. I was at work. It was a whole bunch of white dudes like, I didn't think it was that funny. I was like, of course you didn't, because you don't have to go through this shit, dog. It's only funny to motherfuckers who actually got to go through this shit, dog.
And like, it's true.
It's like, it's cool when you making black racist jokes and slave jokes and shit like that, but the second you make a fucking a gay joke, it's a problem. I'm a firm believer in equal rights come with equal jokes. So if you want equal rights, then you get equal jokes.
Damn, you gonna get the smoke.
That's hard. Equal rights. You gonna get the smoke.
Man, equal rights, equal jokes, dog.
That's hard.
I agree with that.
Like, I think funny is funny, dog. Get over it, dog.
They say nigga. They say the word nigga freely on goddamn Comedy Central and everything now. So I mean, what the fuck?
No, you can make a black joke. And when Dave Chappelle was getting $50 million offered to him to make black jokes and shit about bacon and all kind of crazy shit.
No complaints.
It was cool. But the second that motherfucker make a joke about a transsexual or somebody that's not heterosexual, it's a problem, dog.
Hang
on. That's a problem, dog. That's a problem. That's and that's what the special was
about.
That's
why I call him heterophobic.
Yeah, dog.
That's my new word.
I don't know about all that, but all I know is it's just some bullshit, dog. Comedy is comedy. Shut the fuck up.
Well, you got, I ain't going to say what, but Caitlyn Jenner is standing up for him.
Yeah.
Standing up for Jay Chappelle. Like, nah, he's not being racist. He's just talking.
Telling you facts.
But that's like the comment about Dave Chappelle. Like he said, I said nigger over the course of so many years on TV, and now they want to give me $50 million to say, where the fuck was y'all at then to cause all this ruckus?
You know what I mean? It's crazy,
that's some
man.
Some real shit right there.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, the bullies of the league now, man. Them boy bullies now. At one time they be getting bullied, and now them boy doing the bully. You
know it's like,
canceling people.
And don't get me wrong, because my brother... Who, you know, my brother James, shout out to my brother James. He transitioned a couple of months ago, so shout out to my brother. So, like, it's no grab against the LGBTQ community. It's just, like, he transitioned to a woman. Oh, yeah, because in the black community, transition.
He transitioned his transmission.
Okay, damn.
Wow. That's a fucking awesome way to put it.
Damn, so he going from stick to automatic. God damn, here we go.
Yep.
That big cranking up like a 64 Corolla.
So it's no grip against them. It's just like, I don't get why, like, because his whole point was like, you can literally kill a black man in the street right now, but if you say something against the gay community, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's
a glorified society. Shit, dog. You know what I mean?
Like, it's wild.
Society.
But,
yep.
Like, he just wants the same rights as a black man as you can get as a gay man.
Fact. Shit, boy.
Facts.
Black
that's it.
You got what? The Asians got what? They got an order of protection. Then you got the gays got their fucking rights and shit.
But black people don't have no rights.
You look at the black fool's daughter, boy, ain't got no kind of protection. Shit, them boy tell you to watch them fucking movies where you getting them boy fucked up.
That's why I'm waiting for Dave Chappelle new shit to come out.
Yeah, I got tickets to go see that, man.
Oh, he got another thing going on?
But he said he's also releasing it on Netflix, too.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see that shit when shit comes out.
I got tickets to go see it.
Because it's about his whole journey of, as he said, why they want to cancel him. Yeah. Over the course of all, because when I thought about it, over the course of all his specials, he's talking about the same shit, just at a different time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But making it more funnier.
Yeah.
But it's just like, if you really into Dave Chappelle, you pay attention to that shit. And then you think back.
Nah, for real.
That motherfucker said that shit about 3 years ago. Yeah. Why y'all talking about the shit right now?
Because that's his genius, because he knows that shit's going to keep happening and keep happening.
But I'm interested in watching that. Like he was saying.
I'm definitely interested in seeing
he was saying joke. That motherfucker was doing shows during the pandemic in somebody's backyard that lived out in the fucking fields.
In the field, yeah.
Lived out in the fields. They set up a whole stage. He said motherfuckers was coming all over. So that's what that film is about.
That's that 8 minute shit he did. That special.
He said that was one of the parts.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
That shit gonna be dope.
The boy trying to cancel Michael Myers too, because Michael Myers killed a gay dude.
I talk,
but
he.
But hold on, no,
the gay dude in the
No. Hold on, time. Honestly, I watched the movie. I went to the movies to watch it. I'm still trying to remember what fucking part that was, though.
The two gay dudes in the house. Yeah,
Big John and Little John. Nigga named him Big John and Little John. Bro. That shit was hilarious.
You saw it?
Yes.
Oh, man. The two gay dudes in the house. Yeah.
I thought he was killing.
Wasn't it a black dude? Oh, no. It was two white dudes?
Yeah, it was two white dudes. Yeah, the dude from Mad TV. The one that used to be like...
The big dude?
Yeah, the tall white dude from Mad TV.
Man, yeah, dog, like... I just didn't see because he was killing everybody equally, dog. Like,
yeah. Yo, this one, yeah, he really didn't.
He didn't give a fuck, dog. He killed everybody, dog. You was dead. You was dead. You was dead. If that nigga saw you, you was dead. You ain't had no choice but to just say, "Hey, look, man, just make this shit fast."
Yeah.
That's it. Make it fast for me.
The realest fucking part of that movie was in the beginning. Remember when they were all in the bar. And then they said, that's when they said they got somebody, and the black couple ran out first.
Yeah, ran out.
She got in the car. She got back out. She was like, go get him. He was like, bitch, what? Fuck out. That was some real black
shit. That was a real nigga moment.
I don't want to spoil it for everybody. They had some real nigga moments.
So how did they try to cancel him, though?
Because he killed a gay person in the room.
But that's just something else for them to talk about, so they ain't got to... So they could try to shut something else up.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
Of all people, Michael Myers. Like, really?
Nigga, out of all people, nigga, how many gay people have been killed in movies? Nigga, by the...
Shit that thing. Like, it's not the
first. Those people in Halloween, as far as I'm concerned.
You gotta think about it. Yeah. I mean, you ain't really been worrying about fucking gay people in movies because... They really wasn't none in the movies. Not unless they were undercover.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. Shit. I'm talking about even from the past 10, 15 years. Putting them in there.
Ains has killed more gay people in movies than Michael Myers.
Shit, man. Michael Myers, I just never seen anybody gay.
That was a dark joke.
I was just in my head like, damn, boy. That was a hole right there. I'm going to try to change the subject real quick.
I heard him, I was just like.
That shit was like that awkward moment when damn, the way Wade said that he used to play.
That was my DaBaby quote.
The views of third class dirtbags. Not the views of Trent Walker.
What? They'll save a government. The
fuck you? They got him, huh?
Larry, man. That shit was
goddamn
like,
Larry.
Goddamn, they know each
other. Man, yeah. I tell you, though, that's that awkward stupid, moment, bro. Like,
that's Larry, bro.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, y'all. That shit,
what about the old people he killed?
That bitch had motherfuckers killing a retarded person in a damn hospital. They was killing it.
But technically, you can't spoil the fucking movie. The bitch is on Peacock. You watch that shit. I just got mad that I had to go to the movies to see the shit.
I'm just upset.
No, I knew it was on Peacock, but I was asked to go to the movies. I'm just like, okay.
But it was on Peacock.
It was just funny. To me, it was funny.
It was sad for me.
No disclaimer. The fucking black people. Just like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you in this shit?
It's definitely not a black town.
This ain't our type of horror movie, right?
It just makes you pay attention. Like, okay, I got another fucking 2 years. A year and a half, 2 years ago.
They just had them two black people in the town. No, they killed all the two black people.
The white cop.
Yeah. Why would they do like a Michael Myers in the hood?
And the black wife, too.
That shit ain't gonna last long, dog. After them boy now put them bullets in his ass, dog. Shit.
Michael Myers in the hood.
And he get like, back up.
Shit, boy. There ain't no way in hell you get hit with this 50, dog. You get hit with this 50, boy? Shit.
I'm talking about
the one part where she had to sort off. All she had to do was just let that bitch go.
Nigga, chopper? Dog, ain't no way in hell you get hit with a 100-round drum from a Glock, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you Michael Myers or not, dog.
That shit peeling goddamn fucking flesh off you,
that shit taking a kneecap
nigga,
out.
These little kids gonna stand over you with another one, nigga.
That nigga head off. Fuck that. We make sure he ain't coming back to life,
Michael Myers in the hood, nigga? Shit, boy.
That shit gonna be a quick movie.
Why the fuck they let Jason go to New York?
Yeah, Jason.
Like, really?
Jason in the projects.
Yeah. You know, Jason was a solid mind killer. You know, I said he didn't fuck with everybody. He just wanted them little niggas who came on Crystal Lake.
Yeah, I was just about to say, even in New York, we was walking past some other motherfuckers, like, man. Y'all good.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
He saw some Crips. Yeah. He was like, nah, I fuck with y'all.
Y'all
niggas crazy.
He was a focused kid. I give him that. You know, if you've been on Crystal Lake on this property, that nigga coming to fuck your world up.
You imagine Michael Myers' house was a trap house? So he come back to the
police.
All the jokers up in that bitch.
I gonna walk right out to her, take a mask. I might take the stupid ass mask out of the house.
Fuck with you. Man, who the fuck this nigga is in the house?
Let this old police ass nigga up in this bitch, dog. Come on, man.
Hold on, but they make sure they gonna have it on social media. Yes. Yeah. Somebody's recording.
Yeah, who this nigga, man? We about to fuck this nigga up.
Dog, the first nigga to get killed, little by this nigga, dog. I'm out. I'm gone. The police ain't about to ask me my name.
I'm
about to
hit that nigga with that chopper at least 100. At least 100 rounds, and that nigga still moving after that. Then I'm like, yo, this nigga got the trap, dog. Where the packs at?
It's that nigga home,
that
dog.
Nigga bedroom, dog. Like, you can go get that shit, dog.
Texting everybody in the group, hey, look, the owner is home. Get the fuck out.
Michael Myers is here, my nigga.
That nigga got, he just took 50 rounds from a chopper. You can look at my shit's still glowing. That shit's still glowing, dog. And the nigga walking, you see him walking?
Send him down there to Bankhead, let's see what happens.
You gotta take the nigga kneecaps. That's when you gotta take that nigga, you just gotta shoot that nigga kneecaps off. Like, if you gonna still be crawling around this bitch, like, that's Michael, yeah, you just dodge that nigga. You just jump over that nigga. Just jump over that nigga like that.
But he will show the fuck up where you at.
Automatically, bro. Like, that's that special gift and ability he got. You just pop up. Worse than the fucking bill man, dog. Like, that's the nigga you want to fucking serve your bills to, you, dog. That bitch just pop up out the cut. Here you go. Oh, shit. Yeah, you passed due on that light bill, nigga.
If Michael Myers was a bill collector.
That nigga just pop up on you. Like, hey.
You got the bill.
You either go pay them.
Let him be the fucking bounty hunter. That motherfucker go find everybody.
And he be walking too, dog. Yeah.
Motherfuckers be in a cellar.
Niggas be running, looking back.
I don't understand it.
That motherfucker just walking.
Like, them boys running and driving and shit, dog. Yeah, this nigga motherfucker just walking, still live.
Just pop up on the car, like, what the fuck, dog? Like, nah, nigga. You gotta get shot, dog. Nigga, ain't nobody got no pistols in that goddamn movie, dog.
Yeah.
That movie, except for the police.
They only had like one or two pistols.
Hell nah, when they was in the car down, they had all the motherfuckers had some straps.
Shit, the damn sure ain't using it.
They had rifles and all that shit. Nah, they just ain't do shit with it.
My man opened this shit up at the bar, and then he grabbed the bat, but he gave all the rest of the motherfuckers some pistols. Because the girl had a 50 cal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the old lady had
a shoe. So you mean to tell me he issued everybody else a strap and he take the fucking back?
Ain't the old lady shoot herself?
No.
It was the black girl who shot herself, yeah.
That bitch said.
She was dumb.
Yeah, he turned her arm around. That's what he did. Shot her. You just hit her.
And that shit popped in her damn face. I was like, look at this shit here. How the hell you would walk up and shoot a motherfucker?
This one.
And don't shoot him. He ain't even shoot him.
This one, he was more ruthless.
Yeah.
He was ruthless as fucking this one. He did not give two shits.
Well, fuck, if you've been damn thrown in a burning fucking house and left for dead, you'd be kind of shitting too. Yeah. Motherfucker. And
then you got new niggas in your house.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you just did a 40-year
bitch.
Bid.
The bitch you've been trying to kill, your sister that you've been trying to kill for over fucking 25 years now. Now trap your ass in the house.
I was like 40.
Yeah,
I would be pretty upset. I'd be pretty upset.
Then the fire department, they ain't asking if you all right. They like, oh shit, this motherfucker's still alive. And you know, damn, dog, you ain't throw a blanket.
He fucked the fireman up too.
Yeah, dog, he fucked him up. I would too, nigga. You ain't throw a blanket.
That was a
good
movie, man. Shout out to fucking Halloween Kill, man. It's a lot of my movie. Charleston people, man, worked on that movie, man.
He was the only one as a kid I would not fucking go to the bathroom for. I would probably piss the bed because I would swear he was out there in the hallway. Nigga,
I was afraid of gremlins, nigga.
Them niggas was savages, gremlins, dog.
Gremlins, nigga. Them shits was terrifying. Them
nigga, that nigga Spike.
Yeah, them niggas was terrifying. Gremlins, nigga. You know what was terrifying? Because at the end of the Gremlins movie, the nigga said the most creepiest shit ever, dog. I still remember the shit damn near verbatim. He was like, so next time your washer goes on the fritz or your dryer's not acting right, don't call the repairman. Just check under it, because it could be a gremlin. I was like, oh, this thing, that was the scariest part of that movie.
You just going around your house with a big shit.
Checking cabinets and cupboards and shit like that.
Okay, there ain't no way for them to get under it.
So I was like,
when them damn lint traps, dogs gonna fuck your head up. God damn.
Until I was like 11, I walk in the bathroom and check the cabinets. So look under that shit like, all right, ain't nothing in this motherfucker.
I'm scared of the gremlins.
Damn, I never
thought about
that. I never been scared of the gremlins, man. I thought that was a very funny entertainment show.
If a chick don't like scary movies, dog, that's a red flag for me too.
Yeah, because your fucking damn playlist gonna consist of Lifetime Channel and Hallmark and shit.
Can't even do it.
All them beat up damn women and shit.
But if she
watched
nothing but murder mystery, that's a red flag.
That's also a red flag.
Ooh, definitely. Yeah. How to get away with murder.
We need to get some fiction in here.
That's my favorite show. Like, oh, no.
We need to get some fiction in here somewhere. Oh, <man. laughs> It's too much factual shit you watching.
Bro. You don't watch Star Trek?
Break it up, even.
I'm trying to bully go with no man going before any damn way.
It's just certain stuff you watch on TV. I had a chick tell me she ain't watched the Mayans or a goddamn what's her name. I was like,
oh yeah, see,
what
that
the fuck
shit
is wrong with you?
Sounds like anarchy and shit.
Yeah, like what's wrong with you? Why do you watch that shit, yo? Yeah, you gotta watch that. Do you understand?
That's some crazy shit with these women, man. Some women like some shit, dog. Like, they just can't handle, man. Like, they mental can't handle that shit, dog.
But do
like,
you get the ones that claim they seen everything, then you got to pull their black card. All right, what song was this movie in?
I know this.
Yeah, bitch, you know this shit. Know. What was the song on The Last Dragon when that nigga got the glow?
I don't even know, my nigga.
The glow, nigga.
I'm high as hell.
He went from I don't know to pop lock.
Like, I don't know, nigga. But it's just pop lock, nigga.
Yeah,
I broke my arm, nigga.
Yeah, that is a red flag, though. When motherfuckers damn try to.
Nah, this shit's been full of red flags and scammers and shit, man.
For years.
Man, we talking about all kind of shit today, man, on this goddamn podcast, man. It's been a wonderful episode, man. Who did we have on the show again?
Yeah, Philly Boy here, representing Herbal Libations, Philadelphia, New York. We do ship to major places. Just hit us up on Instagram, Herbal Libations 821. That's our page.
Keep the change, you filthy
821. Who else we got in this thing?
You know what I'm saying? It's AKA Mr. Ladies Pull Down Your Drawers. Kevo the Mayor. You can find me on Instagram on Kevo the Mayor. Don't even separate shit. Just all in one. You know? Kevo the Mayor. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I kept it simple for you.
Kevo the Mayor.
Motherfuckers be trying to spell check on Google and shit. And,
Kevo the
Mayor. It's all no spaces.
Yeah,
Kevo the Mayor.
You already know who it is, man. Flames P 36 on Instagram. You bitch, you.
And you already know what it is. It's your boy Olansky. One eye on paper, two eyes in person, three eyes on motherfucking Instagram. AKA motherfucking Dijon the Pigeon, the motherfucking pigeon with the sauce, the mustard. AKA motherfucking LL Couche. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man.
I like that better than Dijon Pigeon. I just didn't get Dijon Pigeon.
Huh?
Like, why would you want to be a mustard bird?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right.
Dijon Pigeon, motherfucking LL Couche.
I didn't know the accent.
Okay. Yeah, the Couche. Yeah,
no copyright infringement.
Yeah, no. It's
Couche. And this is, once again, the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. Hey, y'all go get this shit right here, man. This shit is fucking amazing, dog.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell you,
slap
man.
City. It, slap man. City, bitch. Slap, yeah. Slap City.
Gentlemen, you will bottom out in your old lady. You will pull her head.
Under the cheek.
Yes, sir.
Under the cheek.
You want to go deep in she, as they say. I swear.
Y'all already know, man.
You already know, man. Pull up, never pull out.
Go get them singles, too, my boy. Can't stand you.
No, just stick up the club. Don't shoot.
Ain't no fun. Don't listen to nothing he said. Singles out right now on all streaming platforms.
Ain't no fun. Can't stand you after you don't.
Okay.
Huh? What?
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah,
right. Here we out.
Hey, pull up, never pull out.
Just stick up the club. Just stick up the club.
Till it become a winner.